Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for the hottest pregame show in minor league baseball. It's the Air Show, starring Michael, Mark Antonini, Stash, and Ray. Let's send it down to the show.
What's going on, Ironbirds fans? My name is Michael Mark Antonini. I've got Ray Atkinson next to me. We'll hear from Stash in just a little bit. Well, Ray, I got to tell you, it's never going to get old here in hottest pregame show in minor league baseball. I love that.
It's the hottest pregame show in baseball, especially when the mics are working. That's fantastic, by the way. It's the hottest pregame show, hottest colors in the pregame show, but not the hottest day of the summer. It's actually really nice out right now. Wow.
Oh, it feels great down here. I like what we're doing with the colors here. I mean, this is a good summer outfit. So this is another edition of the Air Show. We're getting set for Game 5 of a six-game series between the Ironbirds and the visiting Bowling Green Hot Rods. Well, it's been all Ironbirds so far this series, Ray. 4-0 so far in the six-game set. They took Game 4 last night 2-1 in 10 innings. And we're going to talk about what happened throughout the game, and especially the pitching. But let's start with the walk-off hero. Ryan Higgins walked it off with a double off the wall in right field in the bottom of the 10th. Sixth walk-off win of the season for the Birds. Pretty impressive stuff.
It was very impressive, and it almost happened in the bottom of the 9th with Luis Valdez because he hit a rocket to second base, and that almost sealed the deal when there was no need for extra innings. But at the same time, he was on second, and he was the game-winning run. So he wasn't driving in the game-winning run, but he still was the game-winning run regardless. So Luis Valdez had himself a night last night, as well as Ryan Higgins, the hero of extra innings.
So Higgins delivered the walk-off. I want to give a shout-out to Isaac De Leon, who brought home the tying run in the fourth inning as well, because that was huge to help get it to extras. And then on the pitching side, Kyle Branovich, another rehab appearance last night, four innings of one-run ball, seven strikeouts, no walks. He stranded runners at second and third with no outs in the second inning. That was huge. And then Trace Bright in relief, five innings, no runs, nine Ks, and only one walk. It's the seventh time this season that he's fanned at least seven batters in a game, second time fanning nine or more, and he's now seventh in the entire South Atlantic League in strikeouts this season. So Trace continues to get it done, and then Dylan Hyde, a scoreless top of the 10th, to get it to the bottom half.
I feel like we're repeating ourselves on these pregame shows. We're just changing the names because it's just great pitching this entire series, and once again, you get a long shutout performance from the back end of the bullpen. That was fantastic last night, as it has been all series long.
Well, Ray, you're right. We're really just interchanging the names on a game-to-game basis. You know, it seems like every night guys are striking out seven, eight, nine batters, and we're going to get into the strikeout totals, the high strikeout totals for the Ironbirds, and we'll get into the strikeout kings for the Birds. So over the last two games, the Ironbirds pitching staff has combined for 33 strikeouts and only two walks. I mean, it's just off-the-chart numbers, and four pitchers have seven or more strikeouts over the last two games.
It's strikeout city here in Aberdeen. You might want to change that just for a day and make that like a special pregame promotion. Hey, it's strikeout city here at Leidos Field or Ripken Stadium. Tonight is inflatable costume night, and we've got some inflatable costumes around us right now. It's really exciting tonight.
And taking a look at what the Ironbirds have done in this series overall, you see the numbers up on the board. 49 strikeouts through four games, 11.9 Ks per nine. The Birds continue to miss bats, and that's leading to wins. Well, Ray, before we throw it to the keys of the game, we're going to throw it to our guy Stash to let us know what's going on at the ballpark. Stash, where are you at? There he is, right here.
Aberdeen, how are we doing out there, my friends? Boy, what a roll the Birds have been on recently. For what it's worth, I think they owe a small part to you, one of the best baseball crowds in the state of Maryland. Give yourselves a hand right now. Who wants another win tonight? Then now is the time. Fill this stadium with your voices like you're trying to fill up an inflatable Reptar or an inflatable putty. One more time. Let's go, Ironbirds!
All right, Stash, thanks for firing us up as always. Well, Ray, let's get to the keys to tonight's game. It starts with Road Warriors. Now, I'm not talking Road Warriors. I'm talking Road Warriors, and that's what the Bowling Green Hot Rods are right now on the season. The Hot Rods just 14-29 on the road, so the Birds looking to continue to give them some home cooking. And then the second key to tonight's game, tough with two outs. 14 of the Ironbirds' 18 runs this series have come with two outs, looking to keep the two-out hitting going and continue to put runs up on the board.
I got a key to the game myself since you mentioned Road Warriors. How about Maxwell Casas, see if he can get it done again. He's been hitting the long ball all series long, so might be able to see something else out of Maxwell. Who knows? But it's Mad Max down here right now. It's like so many costumes, green, red, pink, blue. We're all contrasting here, down here in the stands.
We've got the entire rainbow here at Leidos Field. Well, we're vibing, as always, on the pregame show. Well, Ray, Birds are going for their fifth straight win tonight. It would be the third time this season that they've won five in a row, looking to put another one in the win column tonight. Well, first pitch coming up at 7:05. Iron Birds fans, we'd heard from Stash. He's Ray. I'm Michael. Thanks for tuning into the air show. Coming up on the broadcast in a few minutes. And as always, Iron Birds fans,
let's fly. We'll be right back.
It's another great night for a ball game here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we get set to play Game 5 of a 6-game set and Game 8 of a 9-game homestand here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, the voice of the Ironbirds, getting set for Game 5 of 6 between the Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Bowling Green Hot Rods. In a rematch of last year's South Atlantic League Championship Series, the Birds have taken it to the Hot Rods so far. The Birds come into tonight's game having taken each of the first four games of this series. The Birds sit at 47-38 overall on the season, 15-6 in the second half, just a half game out of first place in the North Division. On the flip side, the Hot Rods, 13-10 in the second half, 43-40 overall. They are four games out of first place in the Southern Division. On air a few minutes early today so I can play a pregame interview that I recorded earlier today with last night's walk-off hero Ironbirds outfielder Ryan Higgins. So before I get to the starting pitching matchup and the starting lineups for tonight's game, we'll play the interview with Ryan. Had a lot of good things to say. Ryan just recently back over the last month or so from an injury earlier in the season. So he's back, healthy, playing really well. Came up with a big knock last night. So talking about what he's been doing at the plate and, of course, what the team has been doing overall. So before lineups and first pitch between the Ironbirds and the Hot Rods, let's get to my pregame interview with last night's walk-off hero, Ryan Higgins. Michael Mark Cantonini back here on the Ironbirds pregame show on the Ironbirds Radio Network. I've got Ironbirds outfielder Ryan Higgins with me. Ryan, thanks so much for taking the time today, man.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
So I'm not going to bury the lead here. Let's talk about the walk-off double from last night. And you didn't start the game. You came up for your first at-bat in the 10th inning. First pitch double off the wall in right field to walk it off for your squad. How did it feel to come through for the team?
Oh, it felt great. I mean, that's one of those times, we talk about it all the time, where you just got to stay ready. You know, maybe not in the starting lineup last night, but just stay ready and have hope that your opportunity might come, and luckily it did.
So Berto and the coaching staff and even the guys that I've talked to in interviews earlier this season talk about staying ready even when you're not in the starting lineup. So what do you do to stay ready, not only physically but mentally?
Well, I mean, you have – last night it was 10 innings, but usually you got 27 outs to watch. You get 27 at-bats when you're not playing. So, you know, watching what guys are doing, watching the other team's pitchers, just staying in the game any way you can, and then obviously keeping the body ready and – just be ready for that opportunity and want that opportunity.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, pretty insane walk-off celebration last night. I mean, the team was fired up, you were fired up, and I love seeing that. So we saw what happened, the celebration out on the field, but how do you guys celebrate in the clubhouse after a walk-off like that?
Oh, a lot of loud music playing. A lot of dancing around, and it's always good when you get to pass out the player of the game chain. So, yeah, a lot of fun.
Who's bumping the tunes? I mean, who gets aux after a win like that?
Oh, Mr. Big Car Jake Lyons. He's always first to the aux, first on the speaker. Yeah, he gets it go.
Yeah. So let's talk about what the pitching staff did last night and what they've done all homestand so far. What can you say about what the guys have been doing out there, keeping you guys in games?
Oh, gosh. I mean, they shove. I mean, top to bottom, every guy we roll out here, I mean, at this point in the season, too, everybody's throwing 94 and 95 plus. So, I mean, it's good to see, and it's very easy to play defense when those guys are in the bump. So,
a lot of strikeouts out there the last two nights. You could probably go out there without a glove, huh?
Seems like it. Honestly, the last couple of games, yeah, you probably could. But yeah, good for those guys. I mean, it's just a testament to the work that they've been putting in. So
you're back healthy now, and you're hitting the ball really well, playing well. You look good in the outfield, but you missed over a month with an injury earlier in the year. What was the process like of getting back healthy and ready to go again?
Yeah, that's just one of those things where it sucks when it happens, but you got to look at the positives, know that it's not a season-ending thing, and just do everything you can every day to get back. Know that there's a light at the end of the tunnel is huge, and trust the process and know that there's an end goal. So,
trust the process. I'm a Philly guy. I know those words. I know those words well. So, what was an average day like of rehab for you getting back?
Yeah, an average day. I mean, go in and it's first thing in the morning. It's a lot different than our schedule here, playing at night. Down in Florida, it's first thing in the morning, 7 a.m. you're up, and it's just all rehab from there. Get your rehab stuff done, lift, stay strong. Did a lot of running with our rehab coach, Brandon Farish, helped me a lot, and feel great. Legs feel great, and just a testament to those people in the training room down there, Byron Campbell and his crew. They really got me back playing well, so.
Speaking of the legs feeling good, now you guys have been aggressive on the base paths all season, whether it's stealing bags or going first to third, second to home on a single, things like that. I mean, that just doesn't happen out there. Yeah, there's work that's been put in behind the scenes. So what does that work like on the base running side of things?
Yeah, so from top to bottom, that's Orioles baseball. You know, we take the extra base. We're aggressive. We're not afraid to steal bases. We don't care who's catching. That's just Orioles baseball from top to bottom. And ever since I got here, that's what they've been preaching. And, I mean, it's a lot more fun to play this game when you're running hard, chicken with your head cut off out there. So yeah, it's just Orioles baseball.
A lot of guys on this team racking up the stolen bases, double digits, you know, 20, 30 bags. I mean, is it like a almost like an inter-squad competition there, see who can get the most?
Yeah, I mean, it's always a competition. We go over it every day. We show every stolen base. I mean, and we just know that, hey, it's going to help the guy in front of you. Like, the guy behind you, you steal second, now he's got a guy in scoring position. All he needs to do is hit a single, and he's got an RBI. So just taking care of the guy in front of you, and then in this case, taking care of the guy behind you, and really just being a team player and playing the game right.
I think that's what I've noticed all season with you guys. I mean, you're taking care of each other. You know, you're playing for each other. I mean, everybody's up there. I mean, it's team first. So what are the vibes around the team right now with you guys in a playoff race in the second half?
It's really great, honestly. I mean, everybody wants everybody to do well. And I can't speak for other organizations, but I'm pretty sure that it's not always that way. So everybody loves when other people succeed, want the guy in front of them to get a hit, want the guy behind them to get a hit. And, yeah, there's just a lot of team camaraderie here, and it's very, very good to play.
All right, Ryan, thanks so much for the time, man.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well, that was Ironbirds outfielder Ryan Higgins on the pregame show. Really good to talk to Ryan and talk about the walk-off last night and a lot of other things going on. But before we get into more of that, let's take a quick pause for the national anthem here in Aberdeen. So keep it locked on the broadcast. Just a couple of minutes away from baseball here in Aberdeen, Maryland. Game 5 of 6 between the Hot Rods and the Ironbirds. It's been all Ironbirds so far this series. 4-0 throughout the week, and they are taking advantage of a Bowling Green team that just does not play well on the road. The Hot Rods this season, well under 500 in road games, just 14 road wins on the year. The Birds looking to capitalize off that and pick up another one. Bowling Green just 14-29 on the road this year. And the Birds looking for their fifth straight win. They'll hope to do it against this tough Bowling Green team as right-hander Cooper Chandler gets the ball for the Birds. He's out there throwing his warm-up tosses. He'll go up against right-hander Ben Peoples, who the Ironbirds saw in last year's championship series. So a pair of right-handers going at it, and while Coop and the rest of the Ironbirds warm up out on the field, let's get you tonight's Ironbirds starting lineup. And this is how Roberto Mercado will send out his players tonight. Leading off in left field, Ryan Higgins. He delivered the walk-off last night. Frederick Bencosme back in the lineup tonight in the two-hole. He's at shortstop. Creed Wilms batting third over at first base. Silas Arduent is the catcher. He bats fourth. Colin Burns in the five-hole at second base. Maxwell Costas, who is red-hot at the plate, is over at third base tonight batting sixth. Isaac Bologna is in right field in the seven-hole. Elio Prado in center field. He bats eighth. And Randy Florentino is the nine-hole hitter. He is the designated hitter in tonight's game. On the flip side, for the Bowling Green Hot Rods, this is what manager Rafi Valenzuela will go with. Leading off in center field, Shane Sasaki batting second, the designated hitter Brock Jones. Carson Williams is the shortstop. He bats third. Willie Vasquez over at third base batting fourth. Drew Baker in the five-hole in left field. Kenny Piper doing the catching batting sixth. Nick Schnell is in right field. He bats seventh. Cameron James bats eighth at second base and rounding out the lineup batting ninth. It's the first baseman, Blake Robertson. So that's the nine that Cooper Chandler will go up against. He gets a fist bump from Maxwell Costas. We are ready to go here in the Dean. Birds and Hot Rods in game 5 of 6. Series finale tomorrow, but first, another nightcap tonight. So Chandler's first pitch of the game is sent to deep left field. That one's deep. Higgins won't get there. It one hops off the top of the wall. Around first, digging for second. Sasaki is in with a leadoff double. Not the start that the Birds wanted, but it is a one-pitch double for Shane Sasaki. And the Hot Rods have a man in scoring position just like that. That brings up Brock Jones, the designated hitter. Well, Chandler enters tonight's game with a 3.07 ERA on the season, just 20 earned runs in 58 and two-thirds. This is his 16th game, 10th start. 59 strikeouts, 20 walks for him. 6'2 righty, 24 years old in his second professional season. So he's got to work out of the stretch pretty quickly tonight. D.H. Jones ready to go. Look at second pitch. Ground ball to first. It hits the top of the bag, but Willems handles it. And the three unassisted put out is out number one. Runner moves up to third. So a man at third with one out, and the Birds will bring the infield in. So here's Carson Williams, the shortstop. Williams came up in this exact situation last night. Runner on third, one out, top of the first. He brought home Bowling Green's only run of the game with the RBI ground out in the first. Hit a hot shot to short that Colin Burns knocked down. First pitch to Williams is over for a strike. 0-1. No score, top of the first, just underway here in Aberdeen. Birds rocking their light blue tops and bottoms. Hot Rods wearing their orange tops, gray bottoms. Chandler set. 0-1, and it's a swing and a miss. Make it 0-2. Good breaking ball there from Coop. He's got four pitches to work with. Fastball, cutter, slider, change. Got that slider in on Williams' hands right there. So 0-2, punch out would be huge. Infield remains in. Chandler set. 0-2, a little bit off the plate. Went back to that slider. And it's 1-2. Umpires in tonight's ballgame. Sam Carey behind the plate. Jacob McConnell has the bases. Runner at third, short lead with one down. 1-2, fouled back. So Chandler hanging tough here with Williams. Williams is the number two overall prospect in the Rays organization. Drafted out of high school. Swings and fouls. Another one back. Count stays at 1-2. First round pick in 2021, 28th overall. He was MLB Pipeline's number 41 overall draft prospect heading into the draft that year. Went 13 picks ahead of where he was slotted. Another 1-2 pitch coming up to him. Swing and a miss. Tied him up inside. That's a big punch out for Coop. So two gone here. The runner still at third. And Chandler will look to get out of it with a zero on the board. Infield defense moves back all the way around, and that brings up Willie Vasquez, the third baseman. Vasquez homered in game two of this series. Solo shot. And now he chops one out to second. Burns is there. Overhand flip to first in time, and the inning is over. Well, Chandler was faced with a runner at third and only one out, and he got out of it with a strikeout and a ground out. We'll head to the home half of the first and see if the Birds can jump on the board early. No score after a half inning of play in the Dean. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen. Happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job?
Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Cooper Chandler kept the hot rods off the board in the top of the first, gave up a leadoff double on his first pitch of the game, and then a ground-out move Shane Sasaki to third with one out. But Chandler struck out Carson Williams and got Willie Vasquez to ground out Weakley to second. So he is through a scoreless top of the first, and this Birds pitching staff continues to strand runners on base. So here for the Birds in the bottom of the first, Ryan Higgins, Frederick Benkosme, and Creed Willems. Higgins didn't start last night, came off the bench and delivered a walk-off double late in the game. Pitch misses low from right-hander Ben Peoples, and the count's 1-0. Higgins entered in the top of the ninth inning as a defensive replacement. And then when he came to bat in the bottom of the 10th, it was his first plate appearance of the night, swung at the first pitch, and drove one off the wall in right field. Brought home Luis Valdez, who was the placed runner at second, and the Birds won 2-1. 1-0, Higgins pops one up, foul ground right side. That one's going to get into the seats. So new life for Higgins, who enters today's game with a 757 OPS on the year. I talked to Ryan before the game, really good pregame interview, talking about a variety of things, but one of them was staying ready when you're not in the lineup, and that's something that this Ironbirds coaching staff does a good job preaching. You know, you just never know when you're going to be called upon, or, you know, position player, come up to bat, pitcher, get on the mound. Ryan talked about locking in physically and mentally, and, you know, watching throughout the game, picking up on stuff. 2-1 outside, it's 3-1. Ryan said he really, you know, when he's not starting, he said, you know, he came to bat in the 10th inning, but he had 27 outs to watch before that, taking a look at what the Bowling Green pitchers had to offer, making mental notes. 3-1, chopper to short. Williams waits back on it, throws to first in time, and Higgins is retired. Let's set the defense for Bowling Green. Kenny Piper behind the plate. Willie Vasquez is at third. Carson Williams is the shortstop with Cameron James at second and Blake Robertson at first. In the outfield, Drew Baker in left, Shane Sasaki in center, and Nick Schnell in right. That brings up Frederick Benkosme, the 20-year-old shortstop. One out, no one on, no score. Pitch from Peoples, high and tight. Peoples throws a fastball, a cutter, a slider, and a change. 6 feet, 1 inch tall, just 22 years old, already in his fourth professional season, was drafted out of high school back in 2019. 1-0 inside, 2-0 on Freddie. Enters tonight's game with a 4.05 ERA, 30 earned runs in 66 and two-thirds. This is his 17th start. He's worked exclusively in a starting role, 73 strikeouts, 38 walks. Vasquez, the third baseman, up and off the line, 2-0. Freddie takes up and in, and the count goes to 3-0. Opponents hitting .237 with a 700 OPS against the righty Peoples this year. Birds have seen him before. 3-0, Freddie takes a strike. It's 3-1. Well, Peoples started the decisive Game 3 of last year's South Atlantic League Championship Series. It was really good in that game as the Hot Rods combined to shut out the Ironbirds 4-0. You know, it's been a while since then, but still tough to talk about. Tough end of the Birds' season last year. It was the best season in franchise history. They came up just short. Freddie swings at the 3-1, pitches down, it's full. Bowling Green won game one on the road last year. Ironbirds came back facing elimination, a big 13-6 win in game two. And then Bowling Green 4-0 in game three. Freddie chops the 3-2 pitch off of his leg. And the count stays full. Well, Freddie's riding an 9-game hitting streak right now. A quiet 9-game hitting streak. Hitting the top of the lineup, lower in the lineup, middle of the lineup. Chops the 3-2 out to second, handled by James. Back-to-back groundouts for the Birds here on the home first. That brings up Creed Willems. Willems at first base today. He was getting some pregame work in with the first baseman's mitt. He's a catcher. He was drafted as a catcher. That's his position, but a chance to keep his bat in the lineup. Can play a little first base. He's DH'd some. High and away. Counts 1-0. No score. Bottom of the first. Two gone and no one on for the Birds. Willem said he's still getting used to playing first base, still getting used to playing on turf. 1-0 pitch, fouls it back. And, you know, guys are mainly used to playing on natural grass growing up. You know, there aren't a ton of turf facilities, you know, when you're growing up playing. But Willem said he's getting used to it. The main thing, getting used to the ball getting on you quickly in the infield. 1-1 outside, because it just gets on you that much quicker, that first hop off the turf, and before you know it, it's there. And Willems, who not used to playing first base, he's still adjusting, but he's handled it with stride, 2-1 in stride, 2-1 inside, 3-1. Birds looking to avoid a 1-2-3 inning. People set. Here's his 3-1. Willems skies one, middle of the diamond on the infield. The second baseman, James, calls everybody off. He makes the grab, and that ends the inning. So the Birds go down quietly in the bottom of the first as people sets them down 1-2-3. No score after one here in the Dean. We'll head to the top of inning number two after these quick messages on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the second inning here in Aberdeen. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. No score after an inning of play. Drew Baker, Kenny Piper, and Nick Schnell set to lead off the top of inning number two for the Rods. Cooper Chandler back to work. Gave up a leadoff double and then was faced with a runner at third, one-out situation in the first, but he got out of it. Nine pitches for Coop in that first inning, and his first pitch of the second is a strike. Baker slides down to the five-hole tonight. He was in the leadoff spot in each of the three games that he had played before tonight this series. 0-1. Baker takes a strike. It's 0-2. 300 hitter with an 849 OPS. He's been one of the most productive, if not the most productive, hot rod this season. He's got some pop in the bat. Eight homers. 0-2 off the plate. No score, top two. Birds looking to make it five in a row. If they win tonight's game, it'll be their third five-game winning streak of the season. Birds 8-2 in their last 10, 15-6 in the second half. Pitches low, 2-2. The Birds previously won five games in a row from May 17th through May 21st and then June 25th through June 30th. Playing some of their best baseball of the season right now at a time where it matters most. 2-2, fly ball, deep right center. Prado goes back on it, and he camps under it to make the catch. Loud out, but it falls harmlessly in Prado's glove. One up, one down. Here's Kenny Piper, the catcher. This is Chandler's 10th start of the season. In a starting role, he has two wins, And the Ironbirds have won 5 of his 9 starts. He gets 3.9 runs of support per start. And he's pitched to a 2.70 ERA through those 9 starts. First pitch, swing and a miss from Piper. It's 0-1. Ramped up on the fastball there. And Chandler is ahead of another hitter. Coop's working at his pace right now. Winds down the pitch clock. 0-1, swing and a miss. Good mix of fastballs and sliders so far tonight. Got the curve or the cutter and the change to work with as well. Entering tonight's game, opponents were hitting 227 against Chandler with a 664 OPS. He last pitched on Saturday at home against Wilmington. Gave up just 1 run in 4 innings, only 1 strikeout, and walked 2. He was really good. 0-2, skied in the air, right side of the diamond, shallow right field. Burns goes out. Bologna is in, but it's Burns who makes the catch. 2 up, 2 down here in the second. Let's set the defense for the Birds. Silas Arduet doing the catching for Chandler. Maxwell Costas is at third. Frederick Benkosme is at short tonight. Colin Burns at second with Creed Willems playing first. Ryan Higgins patrolling left. Elio Prado roaming center. And Isaac Bologna manning right. 2 gone and no one on for Nick Schnell, the right fielder. First pitch outside, 1-0. No score, top 2. Schnell really holds the bat out in front of him. Almost over the plate. A lot of distance between his bat and, you know, his upper torso area. He's got kind of a Christian Yelich batting stance. Swing and a miss there. It's 1-1. You know, last night when I went back and looked at some of the game film, I'm thinking, like, maybe Matt Olson, but I'm seeing a little bit more Yelich in his setup right now. I mean, almost identical the way he holds his hands. 1-1, skipped in the dirt, 2-1. Schnell, one of just 3 left-handed batters in this Hot Rods lineup. It's a righty-heavy team. The Birds all of a sudden are a relatively lefty-heavy team. 2-1, fly ball deep right field. This ball is crushed, and it is not coming back. A 2-out solo homer in the top of the second for the Hot Rods. And Bowling Green strikes first for the 4th time in 5 games this series. Well, Chandler left that one where he didn't want to leave it. And Schnell didn't miss it. That's his 5th homer of the season, give him 14 RBIs. And it's 1-0 Bowling Green. Well, I mentioned the Hot Rods have now scored first in 4 of the 5 games this week. But it hasn't been an issue for the Birds, who have 3 come-from-behind wins in the 4 wins this week. Here's Cameron James, takes a strike, 0-1. Well, of course, Chandler wants that one back, but it's just a solo shot, not a huge deal. That's the 6th home run that Chandler's allowed this year. Been able to keep the ball in the ballpark for the most part. He allowed a solo homer at his last outing. That was the only run he gave up. Next pitch, swing and a miss, 1-2. Well, I talked about this on the pregame show. The Birds pitching staff has been so good this series. Entering tonight's game through 4 games against the Hot Rods, pitching staff averaging 11.9 strikeouts per 9 with 49 total. 1-2, called strike 3 on the outer half, and Chandler picks up his 2nd strike out of the game. Comes back after allowing the 2-out solo homer to Nick Schnell and gets Cameron James looking. 1 run on 1 hit, no errors, no one left on in the top of the 2nd. It's 1-0 Bowling Green over Aberdeen as we go to the bottom of inning number 2. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Bottom of the first inning here in Aberdeen, 1-0 Bowling Green. A two-out solo homer from Nick Schnell is the difference right now. Cooper Chandler did a good job keeping it at just one run, got the next batter on strikes. Two strikeouts through two innings of one-run ball. 4-5-6 due up for the Birds. Silas Ardouin, Colin Burns. Ardouin rips one through the hole between short and second into left center. Ardouin, a big turnaround first, but he stays put. And it's a leadoff knock for Silas. Didn't even get a chance to say who was due up this inning. Ardouin, now Colin Burns, and then Maxwell Costas. Ardouin stays hot. For Silas, that is his 10th hit in 11 games in July. Batting over 300 in the month, and he's now hit safely in 7 of his last 11. Ranks in the top 5 in the South Atlantic League in on-base percentage, slugging, and OPS in the month. Now Burns shoots one through the hole between short and second. Ardouin stops at second. So station-to-station baseball for the Birds. And on two pitches, the Birds have two on with no outs. Jumping on Ben Peoples for a couple singles after they went down 1-2-3 in the first. So here's Maxwell Costas, who is swinging it as well as anybody on the roster right now. Talked to Maxwell again before the game today, and we've talked a lot about the adjustments that he's making and what's led to his success at the plate, and talked about that in the pregame interview with him yesterday, and then more about it today. He said last night he had to make an in-game adjustment, and it led to a base hit later in the game. First pitch he sees is low and away. So Maxwell was 0-for-2 to start the night, and he said when he's made outs lately, he's made a lot of outs grounding out to the third baseman. So last night he makes an adjustment and ends up taking the ball the other way, singling to right. 1-0 pitch coming, swing and a miss. Well, he never gets cheated. He's always able to get his hands through the baseball. He's got good bat speed. The rare one batting glove approach. He wears a batting glove on his bottom hand and then top hand, no glove. First and second with no outs. 1-1, swing and a miss. And in that interview yesterday, Maxwell told me that he keeps a journal of every at-bat that he takes. You know, makes notes of the pitches that he sees, what he needs to work on. Said he started doing that this season when he got to Aberdeen. Peoples is set. 1-2, swing and a miss. So Costas down on strikes. Tough breaking ball there. So now first and second with one out. Birds down 1-0, bottom two. Here's Isaac Bologna. Well, when I asked Max Wagner and Dylan Beavers in episode 6 of All Mic'd Up, who is the best-dressed Ironbird? Who's the best-dressed guy in the clubhouse? Who has the drip? They both said Isaac Bologna right away. First pitch to Bologna, swing and a miss. So he has that honor of being the best-dressed Ironbird. I mean, right away, Max Wagner said Bologna when I asked him. Dylan Beavers gave a shout-out to Isaac De Leon, said he's got some drip. Runners stay where they are. Bologna grounds one foul down the first baseline, 0-2. Each team with two hits. The Birds have two singles so far here in the second. Arduin at second with Burns at first. Trying to get that run back that the Hot Rods grabbed in the top of the inning. Looking to tie a season-high five-game winning streak with a W tonight. People set once again. He's really slowed down his pace with two on. 0-2, Bologna takes a called strike three on the outer half, and it's back-to-back punch-outs for Peoples. That brings up center fielder Elio Prado. Prado still looking for his first hit as an Ironbird. It's been a nice addition to the team. Plays an excellent center field, right field, left field, wherever you put him. He gets it done out there. First pitch to Elio. Skies one to deep right. Schnell goes back on it. He's shy of the track, and he makes the grab about a step onto the track. So two straight singles on two pitches to start the inning, but two strikeouts and a flyout end the threat. So through two, it's Bowling Green 1, Aberdeen nothing. We'll head to the top of inning number 3 after these messages on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer FlexPacks. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com for more information. That's IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit IronBirdsBaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the third inning here in Aberdeen. Cooper Chandler back to work. 25 pitches so far for the right-hander. He gets 9-1-2. Blake Robertson, Shane Sasaki, and Brock Jones. Birds down 1-0. As Robertson starts things up, left-handed swinger swings at the first pitch. It's quickly 0-1. Well, for the second time in as many nights, I've got a guest with me on the booth or up in the booth in the middle innings. I've got a good friend of mine, Valerie Preactor from WBAL Radio in Baltimore, joining me on the broadcast. Val, thanks so much for taking the time. It's great to have you here again. There you go.
I appreciate you having me. This is so fun.
On. That was my bad.
That's okay. Look, we go through everything here, technical difficulties, but most of the time you're a star right now. So I'm excited to watch.
Fly ball to left field. Higgins is there, and he makes the grab for out number one. Well, it's been a really fun season in Aberdeen. This isn't your first Ironbirds game. It's your first this season, but you came out last year and caught a game when I was here. So thanks for coming back and checking out one of the hottest teams in minor league baseball right now.
Yeah, that's right. This is my second time. The first time I came last year was my very first Ironbirds game. So I've never been out to Aberdeen, and that was a really fun experience. And this ballpark is so cool. I mean, I grew up just in Baltimore going to Camden Yards always. So going to different ballparks, I think that's on everybody's bucket list, is to go to as many as you can, but definitely include minor leagues in those. And this is my third ballpark in total.
Okay. Love that. Baltimore area native getting a chance to, as this one's popped up in shallow right center. Every time I bring somebody on air, these innings go by so quickly as Burns catches the pop-up. Two up, two down. Well, the point I was getting to, so you're from the Baltimore area. You grew up in Orioles and Ravens country. And now you, in your early 20s, have a chance to cover both the Orioles and Ravens as a reporter and an on-air radio host at WBAL. So how cool is that growing up in this area, and now you're, you know, doing big things in one of the biggest media markets in the country.
It's definitely surreal. I never really thought I'd be in the position where I'm covering my favorite hometown teams, like you said, in my early 20s, because that's just a dream come true. I mean, these are the teams I grew up watching. I know all the guys from just a fan perspective. So then being able to now have the access to be in the locker rooms and talking with the Adley Rutschmans and the Mark Andrews of the world in Baltimore, it's unbelievable. And I'm so grateful that I get to tell their stories every day. It's just so cool, and I get to go through all the news. And in the morning, it's not just Orioles and Ravens. Obviously, I cover the Women's Soccer Cup, which is going on right now in New Zealand, and everything around the national media scope of all types of sports.
Fly ball deep right center, long run for Elio Prado. He's at the track wall. It bangs off the wall, and Brock Jones pulls into second with a two-out double. Well, lucky for the Birds, that stayed in the yard. Deepest part of the park out here, 404 to both power alleys. And Jones just missed a homer. I mean, if he had pulled that ball, that's probably over the shed in right field, but it's just a double, and Coop still has a chance to get out of this with no run scoring. 1-0 Bowling Green in the top of the third, two outs for Carson Williams.
And I was just telling you, Michael, that this ballpark is so cavernous. 404 to both of those points is ridiculous. That's farther than Camden Yards at some points.
It's huge, and it really... It's fun at times because you see so many doubles and triples, and it's just guys moving around the bases, and, you know, you get exciting plays like that. But sometimes, you know, when the Ironbirds are driving balls out to left center and it hits off the top of the wall, I'm like, hey, Cal, you might want to move those fences in a little bit.
Just a little bit. But, yeah, it definitely makes things more fun. And especially we've seen it now in the major leagues with the new rules with the bigger bases and the pitch clock. It's been so effective to make this game way more exciting and have way more action.
Pitch clock. Now, there's a balk on Cooper Chandler. That'll move Jones to third, but the pitch clock is a broadcaster's best friend. I will tell you that. I mean, spending every day at a ballpark calling games and getting paid to do it, it's awesome. But the pitch clock just, I think, like you were saying, it makes it a better product overall for fans, for the people involved, even for the guys out on the field. But definitely a broadcaster's best friend. You know, we're moving along here.
I think some people were very skeptical of the new rules heading into it because it changes the game so much. But I think at the end of the day, I mean, the players, the managers, they have all, on the flip side, looked at it and been like, wow, I can't even remember what it was like without it. And now the games are so much faster. And we were noticing that really early on in spring training and in the first few weeks of the season, you can get a game in under 2 hours or just over 2 hours, which never would have happened in years past. So I think that brings a lot more fans to the ballpark, especially when you're talking about having kids come through and you don't want them to have late nights. I mean, it's so much. And in the summer with the heat, you don't want to have everybody out there too long in the sun, but they'd be baking out there. And now if you can get a game in just like 2.5 hours, it's so much easier.
I think the people that were against it originally didn't really think about things like that. You know, that stuff all matters. You know, getting the kids home at a reasonable hour. You know, being able to take the whole family to a game and not having to say, oh, you know, we can't go tonight because it's a school night type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Runner at third, 2-2 pitch coming up, swing and a miss. Good one from Chandler. And he strands another runner at third. No runs on one hit, no errors, one man left in scoring position. Three strikeouts for Chandler through three innings of work. Bird still down 1-0 after 2.5. I've got Valerie Preactor from WBAL Radio in Baltimore on the broadcast with me. We'll talk more when we come back. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
The Ironbirds now offer flex packs. Do you want to save money on your favorite summertime activity? Call us at 410-297-9292 to ask about flexible, undated 5-pack ticket vouchers. Buy them now, save over 25%, and use them whenever you want, or redeem them in advance to build your custom season ticket mini plan. Call us at 410-297-9292 or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com for more information. That's ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience.
That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Looking for a rental and finding it hard to get to first base? Contact TCA Property Management, Inc. to help you find your new home today. Call TCA Property Management, Inc. at 410-273-9585. That's 410-273-9585. Or head over to www.tcaproperty.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds down 1-0 to Bowling Green. Bottom three, Randy Florentino, Ryan Higgins, and Frederick Bencosme, 9-1 and 2 due up against right-hander Ben Peoples. Counts 0-1, Florentino fouled the first pitch back. Next one is over for a strike. It's 0-2. Michael Marcantonini back with you on the broadcast. I've got Valerie Preactor from WBAL Radio in Baltimore on air with me. So, Val, this isn't just a connection of, oh, I'm bringing somebody in, you know, covers the Orioles and Baltimore sports on the broadcast. I mean, we met a few years ago through the play-by-play sports broadcasting camps when we were working the camps. So it's been pretty cool. Like, you know, I know it's been fun for me following your career, and I know, like, you've been able to follow my career, and you know, you're here in Aberdeen to hop on the broadcast, but it's a cool connection that we had, you know, from meeting a few years ago, and now it got you on air with me.
No doubt. I think that's so cool because when you look back at how many, whatever that, 2 or 3 years ago, where we were then compared to where we both are now, and it's been so fun to not only just follow each other's journeys, but everybody else that we worked with through the play-by-play camps, because I know a lot of people grew up going to those, and I didn't find out about it until I was a counselor at that age, and so it's opened up so many doors for me. I mean, the networking aspect of being in the sports media realm is so incredible because you meet the nicest people and that have been everywhere. So it's not just about being in the broadcasting industry and obviously getting to build relationships with players and coaches and managers, but your fellow broadcasters as well on all types of stages and places.
Yeah, that's a great point. Florentino struck out swinging. Back to the top for Higgins. Birds down 1-0, bottom three. 1-0 pitch, up and in, 2-0. Yeah, I mean, you talk about networking. So I was, you know, with the play-by-play camps that I still work for now, and it's cool because I went to the camps when I was younger and now getting to pay it forward. So I worked the camp in Baltimore last year, and that's where I met Orioles TV play-by-play guy Kevin Brown. So we met, and then exactly a year later, I met Camden Yards a few weeks ago, did a demo broadcast, and you know, reintroduced myself to Kevin, and he remembered me and, you know, knows what I'm doing here in Aberdeen. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. I never would have thought that I would have exactly a year later gone from there, just kind of meeting him, you know, talking to him, telling him about my goals. And now I'm here calling games in the Orioles system. It's pretty cool.
And one thing that I love about baseball broadcasters in specific is that they grind their way to the top. I mean, you talk about Kevin Brown, Melanie Newman. I mean, these are the types of broadcasters that have been through 10 plus years in the minors or anything like that. So they know where you are coming from. I mean, they have firsthand experience with that. So when you're a veteran broadcaster at that point, when you reach the majors, like you said, it's paying it forward. So you go out of your way to be kind to other broadcasters and, hey, I'll take a look at your reel or your demo, and because they were there. And so it's so fresh in their minds, even though that's probably 5 or 10 years away from them now, they still recognize and appreciate the hard work and the grind that you're going through, which I think it just, I don't see that oftentimes with a lot of other sports specifically because football is so different. And with the Ravens, it's not like it's necessarily homegrown players or anything like that. So it's very different. And you've got Brett Hollander on the broadcast, who's a homegrown Baltimore guy, and he just could not be happier covering this team this year and in and out of every year for the Orioles, where we've had ups and downs so often, but this year we're on top, which is so fun.
Bencosme up, counts 0-1. Higgins at first, he walked. Freddie taps one foul, it's 0-2, and that's a great point. You know, Kevin was in the minors for a while. Melanie, you know, recently, you know, within the last few years, was in the minors. Jeff Arnold, another one of the Orioles broadcasters. So, I mean, it's cool seeing them get the shot. And with Kevin specifically having a chance to talk to him last year and then again this year, I mean, he almost gave it up. You know, that was one of the things I remember from hearing him speak at the camp last year. You know, he was ready to just stop calling games. Fly ball to center, right at Sasaki, and that is out number two. Higgins back to first, and He worked with Jason Benetti when they were calling games in AAA. And
oh, wow.
Jason, who calls games for the White Sox and ESPN now, you know, kept Kevin doing it. You know, he's like, hey, no, we're going to work on this. You're not giving up. And now they're both calling big league games, which is cool. So, you know, I see that, and I'm like, all right, like, you know, there's a path forward here. Like, it's not just a dream. It's still a dream, but it can be reality for sure.
That was something I learned really early on, too, when I decided that I wanted to be in sports when I started in college doing sideline reporting for the Atlantic 10 Network, which is where I went to school at George Mason. So D1 sports there, and was able to cover a lot of NCAA games with across all different sports that I had never, ever been involved with, didn't know anything about, like soccer, lacrosse, men and women's volleyball. I played softball, so I was able to really hone in on that for play-by-play and color commentating. But I learned really early on that everybody's path is so different to, and specifically this role when you're talking about being in sports broadcasting, because you talk to anybody else that's maybe in business or finance, it's pretty clear cut. I mean, you go to college, you either get a master's degree, and then you just get a job right out of college. Yeah. And then you work your way up through that system. It's so different when at some points you're betting on yourself to find a job in what market. I mean, there's 1,000 markets across the country, whether you're talking about a specific sport or a specific network, TV station. So you have to realize that I'm not going to have the same path that Erin Andrews had 20 years ago, because she started back in the early 2000s, than somebody like Melanie Newman, who it's totally different. You're talking about two different sports, and whoa.
Willems lost his bat there. Went over to the Ironbirds on deck circle. Everybody's all right. But Willems is going to need some, a little more pine tar probably. Creed's up with a count 1-2 with two gone and a runner at first. Burt's down 1-0, bottom three. Well, those are great points that you make there. And yeah, I mean, in a lot of other industries, you know, the way up, it's, you know, you climb stairs and it's just straight, or you get on an escalator and it's up. Whereas
yep.
we're on like a roller coaster, and then you get off and there's an elevator drop, and then you got to go up the stairs, and then you get knocked down, and then you got to go back up. Yeah, it's definitely not linear.
But I will say, I think living in, like you said, a roller coaster kind of life, it's fun.
Keeps you on your toes. It's
I'm enjoying it so far.
Willem strikes out swinging to end the third. Three scoreless for Ben Peoples. Bird strand a runner at first. And the side is retired. No hits in the inning, but another walk. So through three full, it's Bowling Green 1, Aberdeen nothing. We'll head to the top of the fourth after these messages on MILB-TV Valley Live and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl, or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds, or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the fourth inning in the Dean, 1-0 Hot Rods over the Ironbirds. Good pitcher's duel so far, but the Hot Rods are the better end of it. Cooper Chandler back to work. He's allowed just one run on three hits, all extra base hits, though. Solo homer with two outs in the second. The difference right now, Nick Schnell hit it. And now Vasquez, Baker, and Piper, 4-5-6. First pitch of the inning from Chandler, misses outside, 1-0. So I've got Valerie Preactor from WBAL Radio in Baltimore back on with me. And right before the break, Val, we were talking about the kind of the fun aspect of the roller coaster life we live, moving around to, you know, different jobs, kind of fighting for that next position now. I know you've been able to kind of plant yourself in Baltimore and stay local, whereas I've I've lived in five different states. I've been out in Australia. So, I mean, I've been all over, you know, racking up the frequent flyer miles and the miles in the car. Ground ball up to the middle to second. Burns has it over to first. But I think you're right. It definitely, it's fun kind of, you know, knowing that, you know, I think embracing change and knowing that new things are coming around the corner.
And for a long time there, when we were going through the pandemic, which was when I was graduating college, everything was so uncertain. So you talk about the highs and lows of this journey where it's both ends. It's the lows are really low because you don't know what you're doing and you don't know what's the next step. And then you just happen to be in the right place at the right time, which we talked about off air. Timing is everything, and you don't know it until you're there. So you can't ever anticipate what's going to come for you, whether that's tomorrow, today, or in a year from now. So you kind of just have to stay level and be balanced. And with my job, where we're covering both the Orioles and the Ravens as a constant, because we, as WBAL and 98 Rock, are the flagship stations for those two teams, I still have to be able to do other things like this. And so a lot of my time is taken up by being aware and in those access points of in the clubhouse, in the locker room for both of those teams, but being able to work on in the mornings other things as well, like even around Washington, covering the Capitals when they're doing good, the Wizards, everything that's going on in the draft and things like that. So I think it's you never know what to expect next. But I mean, that's the roller coaster of the life that we live.
Just can't predict what happens in sports, especially at the professional level.
Which is why I love sports, let me tell you. Yeah. It's the unpredictability of in any game, and no matter what the sport is, it's exciting. Because even if it's like this, like you said, it's a pitcher's duel, doesn't matter. Anytime there's a hit, I'm excited.
3-1 the count with one out, no one on. Baker at the plate. Next pitch, hot shot up the middle. It's through for a base hit. Fourth hit of the night for the Rods. Just their first single, though. Three extra base hits before that. Birds down 1-0. We're in the top of the fourth inning. And yeah, I mean, that's what I love about play-by-play broadcasting is you don't know what's going to happen. I'm reacting to what happens live in front of me, whereas, you know, there's other aspects of sports broadcasting that I've done. You know, I've anchored. I've you know, done radio and TV shows where I'm analyzing what happened in a game. But I like reacting to what's happening out in front of me and just not having a script. You know, I've got notes in front of me. I've got, you know, my scorebook filled out and all that and, you know, game notes and all that. But it's like an open note test. I'm prepared for it. I just don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly. But that also is the hardest part. And I think with our jobs, being challenged every single day, it's a blessing. Because other people go to work and they know exactly what they're faced with every single day. And we have the luxury of not knowing what comes next. And I think that's the best part about it because it really tests your instincts at some points.
Yeah, for sure. Chandler moves over to first. Counts 0-1 on Kenny Piper, the catcher. So let's talk about your job specifically with WBAL. So you recently celebrated your one-year anniversary in the current role that you're in. Well, first off, how cool is it, you know, one year to say that, you know, you've been doing it?
Yeah, I just met with my overall boss who hired me last year. And we
hot
just
shot to short. Ben Coast made a second for one. Burns over to first in time, and it's an inning-ending double play. So we'll table that conversation and pick it back up. So
love it.
But it's an inning-ending double play for Chandler and the Birds. He faces the minimum here in the fourth, and he throws up another zero. Just 47 pitches through four for Coop. As we go to the home half, Birds looking for some runs. Down 1-0. Keep it locked on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience.
That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Cooper Chandler rolled a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play in the top of the fourth, faced the minimum there. He's through four innings of one-run ball. But the Birds need some runs, down 1-0 home fourth. I've got Valerie Preactor from WBAL Radio in Baltimore with me. And Val, before the inning-ending double play, I was asking you about your job on air, and you know, you just celebrated the one-year anniversary, and you were getting into talking about that.
Yeah, so just reflecting on a year of work as the WBAL and 98 Rock morning sports anchor and reporter, as well as the host for the Orioles Game Day Insider, which is the pre-game to every weekday broadcast that we have on WBAL and 98 Rock. Just where I've come from and the progress that I've made, I think I'm able to put that into perspective now, looking at a year's worth of morning shows and late nights, early mornings, all of the above. It's been filled with a lot of work, but so much fun. And I think with the two different broadcasts that I'm on every morning, it's WBAL, which I join C4 and Brian Neiman, and I'm able to banter with them and have a conversation with them, which is very straight down, right down the narrow. And they just keep it very sports related when I'm in the room, which they both love. And so I kind of give them an outlet to talk other than conservative talk radio, which is what they do. So very easy. And then I go into 98 Rock with Justin Scott and Spiegel, and it's a totally different beast because they are a comedy talk morning show, and they give it to me in every single way. They totally take me off topic, and they'll throw every other types of sports in there, like wrestling and things that I'm not necessarily equipped to talk about, but we have a lot of fun. And I think the best part about being up so early is that I get to do it with a smile on my face and always have a laugh before 6 a.m.
Counts 2-2 on Silas R. Duet leading off the bottom of the fourth. Well, that sounds like an oxymoron. Smile on your face before 4 a.m. That's crazy. That's, I mean, yeah, see, like me, I'm calling games. You know, we're working afternoons and nights here. Mm-hmm. You know, you're up, and I'm like, I'm going to bed at 1 o'clock as R. Duet rips one up the middle, his second hit of the game. So another two-hit effort for R. Duet. That is his third multi-hit game in his last 11. But for real, like, you know, I'm going to bed at 1 because I'm so amped up after these games. You know, game's over around 10, and, like, you know, then I'm, you know, I'm just amped up, especially after a walk-off last night. And then it's 1 o'clock before I go to bed, and, you know, you're getting up at 3 mm-hmm. or whatever. So it's pretty crazy.
My alarm goes off at 2:45. I try to get out of bed right then and leave the house within 30 minutes so that I can get to the station by 3:30 in the morning. So when I first started, my friends would be texting me in the middle of the night because I was on the same path as you. I wasn't working until the afternoon before this job, so I was staying up really late. And so I would wake up at like 2:30, 2:45 and text my friends back, and they'd text me right back because they're still awake. And I'm just waking up for the day. So it's been a very different thing to kind of master the ability to sleep wherever, whenever, and just get your Z's in when you can.
Snap throw to first. Arduin is back. Burns has the count at 2-0. I love that. Get your Z's in where you can. But that's funny that you bring up, like, you wake up and you text your friends back. You see the text from the night before, and they respond. Well, so I've got a group chat with my best friends from home. So it's me, Thomas, Cody, and Dan. So shout out to my guys back home. And so Thomas does, like, grass and grounds turf maintenance for a golf course. So he's up early. You know, he's getting into work at 5 a.m., so he's up at 4-something. So he'll text – he'll do the same thing.
Yep.
He'll text us back when he wakes up. And, of course, you know, we don't see it till later. But that's funny that you bring that up because earlier today he responded to a text – it was yesterday. He responded to a text at 3:40 a.m.
Yep. It's classic. And now my friends are really accustomed to knowing that I go to sleep pretty early. Like, I try to be – in bed by like 8:30, which is honestly too late. But so I was off last week for a whole week. I took my week vacation and just was able to sleep for the week. And I was texting my friends back at like 11:30 at night, and they were like, "Wait, you're awake right now?" It's so odd. They're not used to it. So I'm glad they've adjusted to my sleep schedule.
3-1, the count on Colin Burns with Arduin at first. Short lead for him. He's the tying run. Burns down 1-0, bottom four. People set. Next pitch, Burns gets one up in the air, right center. Snell goes back on it. It's playable in the gap, and he makes the grab for out number one. So, yeah, shout out to my guy Thomas getting up early, grinding, responded to texts at 3:40 in the morning, and then me, Dan, and Cody will then late. If we're, whoever sees it first will be like, really, dude? Like,
I've noticed now, like, if I wake up to a text and it's from, like, a 9 o'clock text from the night before, I honestly won't respond now until, like, a normal hour because I feel like people will be like, wow, you're in the middle of the night texting me back. So I'll wait till a ripe, like, 6 or 8 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, yeah, this is normal. I'm awake now, even though I've been up for 8 hours.
Maxwell Costas due up. He's in the box with Arduin at first. One out now. Chopper foul, third baseline. It's 0-1. Talking to Valerie Preactor from WBAL Radio and 98 Rock in Baltimore. So, I mean, that had to have been a tough lifestyle to adjust to. Going from, well, I mean, you're not too far removed from college. And, I mean, you know, everybody's up late. And especially doing what we do. We're covering sporting events. You're up late for them. But now you're doing morning radio. And it's just, I mean, that had to have been such a shock to, you know, your routine and really your body.
No doubt. No doubt. Because your eating schedule is so thrown off when I'm hungry at 4 in the morning. And I'm like, ah, this is so not normal to eat breakfast at this point. And then, but the people that I work with, Justin Scott and Spiegel, I mean, they've been doing it for 10 years. So you have to realize that this is a normal lifestyle for some people that have just been in the industry. I mean, the morning show is so crucial for morning drive. I mean, that's one of the top spots of listening in radio is people on their way to work in the morning and afternoon drive on the way home. So it's so crucial and so pivotal that you kind of just have to sit back and realize you're at the will of other people because you're doing this job so that other people can enjoy their morning.
Yeah.
So you adjust pretty quickly. And one of the best advice I think I've gotten was right off the bat, you're not going to get used to the sleeping adjustment. You're not going to get used to it. You're just going to get used to being tired more.
Yeah.
So now I'll nap when I can, but I'm 9 times out of 10, I'm exhausted.
I hear that. Just keeping going any way you can. So two outs, and Arduin still at first for Bologna. Bird's down 1-0. Well, with my guy Thomas, who has to get up at 4 a.m. to get to the golf course, well, my brother is now working with him. That's his summer job this year. He's working with him. So shout out to my little brother, Jack. So he's had to get used to going to bed earlier. And he stays up late. You know, that's his vibe, you know, sleep in late. And, of course, a college kid in the summer. But
of
now
course.
He's got to get up at 4 a.m. and hit the greens. So, yeah, it's definitely a change.
Also, waking up this early totally tests your mental ability to just get form sentences very early in the morning because your brain has to work before 5 a.m. when you go live. So I try not to sound crazy because I have to be, you know, understandable at a very early hour. Yeah. So,
yeah, you're not just driving into a job sitting behind a desk, you know, filling out spreadsheets or being on a computer. Like, you're live on the air.
Yep.
And, you know, people are hearing you in their cars, at home, you know, wherever. And it's pretty wild. 1-2 to Bologna, that's low. Well, yeah, I mean, I tell people that all the time, like, with, you know, broadcasting, like, I can't just have an off night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I mean, there's some nights where I sound better than, you know, maybe others, but, you know, I got to do everything I can to keep my voice in shape. You know, tea with lemon and honey, you know, every day. You know, make sure I'm staying hydrated, you know, eating right and getting enough sleep because I can't just, you know, sit behind a desk for 8 hours. Like, I got to be on air. I got to be on my game. You know, I got to bring the energy and make it fun. And hopefully, you know, everybody who's tuned into Ironbirds games this season gets that out of me every night. I mean, I feel like I've done a good job keeping it up. But, I mean, seriously, there are days where, yeah, you're feeling like you're dragging a little bit, but you gotta put on a show.
Of course, yeah. I never
literally, you know, you're putting on a radio show.
I never want to sound tired because the viewers can pick up on that, or the listeners, anybody in the audience can pick up that you're tired and you're exhausted. So I think it's even more of a mental battle to know that you're working through exhaustion, but you're doing it at your best because you have to sound like you're on top of the world. And it's just a regular, you know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon show, even though it's before the sun comes up. So you got to make sure that you're definitely doing it right.
Runner goes 3-2, sent through the hole between first and second into right center. Arduin heads to third, first and third for the Birds as Roberto Mercado throws up the stop sign. Birds got something cooking with two down. Arduin, who led off the inning with a single, is now 90 feet away from scoring the tying run. And Isaac Bologna picks up his first hit of the night. So Isaac swinging a good bat, had a hit last night, adds one tonight. And before Elio Prado, the center fielder, can hit with two down. We're going to have a meeting on the mound as the entire Hot Rods infield will gather. And that's it for Ben Peoples. No visit from pitching coach Arsene Lichtenstein. It's Rafi Valenzuela, the Hot Rods manager. He takes the ball from the Bowling Green starter. Just 63 pitches for Peoples, but he is done after 3 2/3. Runners at the corners for the Birds, the responsibility of Peoples. New arm coming in. We'll let you know who that is when we come back. Stay right here. It's 1-0 Bowling Green over Aberdeen, but the Birds are threatening in the bottom of inning number 4. Stay with me on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Alfredo Zarraga is the new pitcher for the Hot Rods here in the bottom of the fourth. He enters into a first and third two-out situation as the right-handed hitting center fielder Elio Prado steps in for the Birds. Birds down 1-0 in Game 5 of this six-game series. Birds have won the first four of this series, looking to make it 5 in a row. Prado takes outside from Zarraga. Ben Peoples done after 3 2/3, gave up 4 hits, picked up 5 strikeouts, 1 walk, threw 63 pitches, 40 strikes. His line is not closed. He's responsible for both runners on base right now. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Count is 1-1 on Prado. Zarraga, 22 years old, from Venezuela. He's facing a fellow Venezuelan native in the box right now. 25 appearances at High A this year. Pitch gets to the backstop. Here comes Ardue. Throw is late and offline. Ardue slides in safe, and the Birds tie it at 1. Ardue scores. Bologna to second. And a wild pitch brings home Aberdeen's first run of the game.
We talked about the unpredictability of it, and that was right there, a perfect show.
Never know, runner on third, anything can happen here. So Prado remains in the batter's box. Count is 2-1 with Bologna, the go-ahead run at second. So Zarraga comes in his third pitch of the night. Is a wild pitch to the backstop, and we are tied at 1. Birds have been resilient all series. 3 come-from-behind wins in the first 4 of this 6-game set. Zarraga looks at second, 2-1. Prado tied up inside, 2-2. He missed it. Bologna, a short lead at second. The second baseman, James, is keeping him close. Well, that run that just scored charged to Peoples. So at best, he'll take a no decision. 2-2, Prado takes a called strike 3 on the outer half, and the inning is over. But the Birds grab the tying run on a wild pitch, and we are knotted at 1 through 4 full. Final line on Peoples, 1 run on 4 hits in 3 1/3. And now the Birds will look to keep this a tie game as we go to the top of the fifth. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkinstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkinevents.com. That's www.ripkinevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Tied at one, top of the fifth, Birds grabbed a two-out run on a wild pitch. Silas Ardoin scored from third as reliever Alfredo Zuraga threw one to the backstop. So through four full, 1-1, Birds and Hot Rods. As Cooper Chandler goes back to work, 48 pitches through four. He's allowed just one run. It was a solo homer off the bat of Nick Schnell in the second. And Nick Schnell leads things off here in the fifth. So Schnell, James, and Robertson, 7-8-9. Another two-out run for the Birds. And through five games this series, they have scored 15 runs with two outs. 19 runs overall, 15 of them with two out in an inning. Pretty impressive. Michael Marcantonini back with you on the broadcast. I've got Valerie Preactor in the booth with me. And Val, we've covered a lot of topics so far. We still haven't gotten to talk about the Orioles in depth as Schnell swings and misses. But the O's are in sole possession of first place in the AL East with another win today down in St. Pete. This late in the season, I mean, it's pretty incredible. It's the first time the O's have had sole possession of first in the AL East after the All-Star break since 2016. Schnell flicks one to center, so that's his second hit. He is 2-for-2. Stops there, but how cool is that, being able to cover a first-place team this late in the season?
I never imagined that the Orioles would be in first place my very first year, full year covering them, so it's been so exciting. And to be a homegrown Baltimore girl and watching this team really resurrect these past few years has been so exciting. The amount of prospects that they have brought up, and I think Mike Elias, the general manager and vice president for the Orioles, has been so instrumental in this. I mean, all the credit really goes to him, picking these guys in the draft and then really executing all of their call-ups from the minor leagues to the big leagues. It's been so exciting to watch. And every night they put on a show, just like these Ironbirds do. It's all around, the entire organization, through and throughout the farm system. It's unreal to watch the talent that's out there right now.
Yeah, I mean, just I've kept tabs on what the Orioles are doing. I was at the game the other night and, you know, was able to see you at the ballpark, which was awesome. You know, haven't been able to follow on a night-to-night basis because I'm following my squad. But, yeah, I mean, this is an Ironbirds team that over the last month has lost Jackson Holliday, Judd Fabian, and I want to say it's like five of our top pitchers. I got to go back in my game notes and see who exactly has gone up. But and yet they're still a season-high 9 games over 500 right now. Swing and a miss, another strikeout for Chandler as James is gone for the second time. So one out and a man on first. Blake Robertson due up in a tie game here in the fifth. But, I mean, that has to be so cool. You know, you're going to the ballpark, and if you're covering big league games, it's going to be fun either way. But you're talking to these guys and getting interviews with players and coaches in a pennant race. So, I mean, every game means that much more at this point in the season.
And just to put it into perspective, the Orioles in 2019, at this part of the season, were 34 games out of first place. And now, in 2023, what is that, 5 years later, less than that, they're in first place. So it just shows you the progress that they've made with the talent that they have. Because I remember the team that I grew up with was the Nick Markakis's of the world, the Adam Jones, the Manny Machado, the Jonathan Scope. And so that was the team that I grew up watching the most.
Fly ball to left, right at Higgins, two outs here in the fifth.
And so to see the team switch, and that was in 2014, they were the AL East champions. So very different. in the past few years. So to see this young, I mean, it's very much a youth movement.
Yeah.
And so with that comes, you think, inexperience. But that is just not the case when you look at who you have up there in Adley Rutschman and Gunnar Henderson, Grayson Rodriguez, all of these guys who have been through Aberdeen in the last handful of years, and now they're making the big league Orioles better.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the guy that I mentioned the other day when I was talking to somebody, might have to table it till the next inning. Fly ball to right. Baloney's back. It bangs off the wall. First to home for Schnell. Heading to third is Sasaki. And now he's headed home as the Birds took forever to get it in. Throw home, not in time. And it's an inside-the-park two-run home run for Shane Sasaki. We'll see if they score it a triple and an error, or if it's just going to go in as a home run. But just like that, it is now a 3-1 Bowling Green lead. Well, Baloney went back on that ball. Not much he could do as he crashed into the wall and then took a little while to get to it. The throw in was late. And on one swing, two more two-out runs for the Hot Rods, and they regain the lead at 3-1. So Sasaki came all the way home there. And it is an error on the Ironbirds, so it's not a home run. It's a Little League home run. But it won't go down as a homer in the boot or in the book. But either way, two runs in. It's now 3-1 with two outs for Brock Jones. Completely lost track of what we were talking about.
Well, it's not often that you see a Little League home run like that, so yeah. I'm impressed, even if it's not for the Ironbirds. But just talking about this Orioles team overall and the organization, the consistency that they have through and through, Mike Elias, I talked about him before, the general manager for the Orioles, keeps tabs on every single one of these teams, from the Orioles down to Delmarva, the Ironbirds, and Bowie in between within Norfolk, too. So he knows what's going on, and I think when you were up in Baltimore a couple weeks ago, that was the exact day that Jackson Holliday got promoted, and you heard the Orioles manager, Brandon Hyde, talking about him. And that was a kid who was just here in Aberdeen. So for everybody to be on the same cue with knowing what's going on, I think it just shows you how different this overall organization is compared to other big league teams.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because we're sitting in Brandon Hyde's media availability when I went to do the demo broadcast, and he mentioned Jackson Holliday twice,
mm-hmm.
which was really cool, because I'm sitting there as the Ironbirds broadcaster, and I'm like, I'm calling this guy's games on a nightly basis. You know, the next night I called his game. You know, like, he had one more week in Aberdeen as Chandler strikes out Jones looking. We'll pick that conversation up when we come back, and then now I remember what I was going to say before that Little League homer there, but Bowling Green grabs two more two-out runs. Shane Sasaki, a two-out triple off the wall, and he ended up scoring on it because of an error in right field. So 3-1 after 4.5. We'll take a quick break, see if the Birds can get those runs back in the bottom of inning number 5 on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers,
I've seen it so many times.
The late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom of the fifth inning in Aberdeen. Michael Mark Cantonini back with you on the broadcast. I've got Valerie Preactor from WBAL and 98 Rock in Baltimore on the air with me. Two more two-out runs for Bowling Green in the top of the fifth. Shane Sasaki, a two-out triple off the right field wall, and he ended up scoring on the play because of an error in right field on Isaac Baloney. And now the Birds will look to get those two runs back. Randy Florentino, Ryan Higgins, and Frederick Benkosme. 9-1 and 2 due up in the home fifth. 3-1 Hot Rods. Birds looking to extend their winning streak to a season-high tying five games, but they'll need some more runs to do it. Florentino takes a strike. It is 0-2. So, Val, I know what I was going to say before Sasaki hit that ball to right, and we were talking about some of the guys who were only in Aberdeen a couple years ago, and now they're helping out the big league team. But one that stands out is Colton Kowser, who was in this Ironbirds lineup on a nightly basis for the entire first half of last season, and now he's getting everyday reps in the outfield for a team that's in a pennant race.
Yeah.
1 year apart. It's crazy.
And I think that's another example of right place, right time, because when Cedric Mullins, this was earlier in the season, was dealing with his first injury, he just happened to experience another one. Right now he's on the injured list. But you have those times where the rest of your team...
That ball drops in left field in front of the left fielder Baker, and Florentino's able to get to second. It looked like a can of corn pop-up to the left side of the diamond, and it dropped. And all of a sudden you saw Williams, the shortstop, Vasquez, the third baseman, and Baker, the left fielder, just kind of like, you know, what's going on out here? Who's got it? And nobody had it.
That's the Bermuda Triangle, I like to call it, because, you never know who's going to grab it, what might happen. And so errors like that, you have them. So when you have Cedric Mullins, who's been your top center fielder, I mean, he's been the number one guy, the face of the franchise, while it was going through its rebuilding phase, and then he gets injured, which is very rare, what do you do? And so the first thing that anybody said was, oh, well, Kyle Stowers or Colton Kowser, those are the options you've got down in AAA. And at the time, Colton Kowser happened to be going through a little spout with an injury, and he wasn't available. So then they got Aaron Hicks from the Yankees, which has turned out to be such a great move from the Orioles and Mike Elias. And you look at Aaron Hicks, who was with the Yankees at the beginning of the season, not getting everyday reps, and then he moved to the Orioles, and now they're in first place, and the Yankees were in last place. So he really got the win there. But then you bring up Colton Kowser, and you have this stacked infield without Cedric Mullins, and you're not missing him in the lineup. So it's really a good problem to have now that the Orioles can go to so many different guys in the outfield, especially when you look at Camden Yards. And I just asked General Manager Mike Elias about this because they have picked so many left-handed outfielders recently, with Colton Kowser being one of them. And that ballpark, you've got two center fields. You've got center field and then left field with the extended left field wall that just happened at the beginning of last year. So you really have to think about that when you're looking at different outfielders go to, because you've got Cedric Mullins, you've got Aaron Hicks, now you've got Colton Kowser, Austin Hayes as well. Those are all solid defenders, but they're also good at the plate.
Yeah, and that's a great point that you mentioned about left-handed bats. You know, that plays in Camden Yards, so teams will try to build, you know, the big league club around the ballpark at times, and it seems like the Orioles are doing a great job of that. So Higgins just bounced to third. Florentino stays at second. Here's Benkosme. Sends one up the middle. It's down in front of Sasaki. Roberto Mercado throws up the stop sign. Benkosme, a big turnaround first, but he stops there. And Freddie has extended his hitting streak to 10 games now. He is the third Ironbird this season to reach double digits on a hitting streak. So he is at an even 10 games. Alfredo Zarraga now faced with a first and third one-out situation as Creed Willems steps to the dish. So Benkosme now 1-for-3. And Florentino stopped at third. Roberto Mercado held him up. Don't want to run into an out there. And now the Birds with the go-ahead run at the plate. First pitch to Creed, low and in. Zarraga brought home the tying run last inning with a wild pitch. That run was charged to starter Ben Peoples. But now Zarraga looking to bear down. It's Florentino at third and Benkosme at first. Next pitch, Creed takes outside, and the count is 2-0. Well, you mentioned it, Val, with, you know, the excitement at the big league level with the Orioles. You know, it's exciting on a nightly basis here in Aberdeen. Time's called as Florentino will tie his laces on his cleats. I mean, the crowds lately have been awesome. I mean, the energy in the park, you know, last night was a top three crowd in term, not in terms of, you know, how many people were here, but in just in terms of the atmosphere and the environment. They were rocking all night. Willems checks his swing. But how cool is it seeing some of the crowds in, at Camden Yards now? Like 30,000 for a Monday night game against the Dodgers the other night.
I mean, it's been a total turnaround, because in the last few years where they could barely get, you know, 5 or 10,000 fans on a Friday night because of just how bad the Orioles were, the players notice that.
Yeah.
And so they do feed off of the environment that's going on in the yard. They want the fans to be there. And I remember Cedric Mullins and Ryan Mountcastle, who've been up in this club and were dealing with that, not having a lot of fans. I mean, you can hear more often than not the other team's fans, like when the Yankees come to town or the Phillies, or, you know, those rivalry games within the AL East, the Boston Red Sox fans that come down to Baltimore. You don't want to hear the opposing fans in right. your hometown, in your hometown ballpark. So for them to have the difference now, and for Adley Rutschman and the younger talents that have come up, like Colton Cowser, you said, to experience those full crowd nights, I mean, that's something special.
Willems down on strikes, so now two outs and runners at the corners for the Birds. Still trailing Bowling Green 3-1, home fifth. That's a great way to put it. It's definitely special. It was really cool. I mean, that is the most packed Orioles game I've ever been to. And, you know, growing up in the Philly area, you know, I'm going to Phillies games, but I had been, you know, Camden Yards is my favorite ballpark. I've been there off and on throughout my life, and it was cool going back and watching a game as a fan there, you know, with ties to the Orioles organization now working with the Ironbirds. And, yeah, it was just really cool to see that for a Monday night game. You know, in the middle of the summer, it's hot, humid, and muggy, and, you know, people are there. They're staying throughout, and even though the Birds lost, or the Orioles lost, it was just a great environment to be a part of.
And I think I'm so accustomed to seeing empty seats in the last few years that it's still a surprise when there's more than 25,000 fans there. So I think it's really hard to fill a stadium now because, especially with baseball, they're playing every night. You can't expect fans to come out every single night. It's so different when you compare it to like a Ravens stadium yeah. game for like a Sunday night or a Monday night football game. I mean, that stadium is, talk about packed. It's loud. And I've been on the field for games where it was against the Chargers, not last year, but the year before that, they put up like 30 points, and I was on the field, and I can't imagine what the other quarterback is going through. They can't hear anything. It is so loud, and it's really like you're going through a tunnel when the Ravens are on the field. So it's loud, and it definitely affects the game for sure.
Silas Arduet takes inside. Count is 3-0. Alfredo Zuraga laboring through this bottom of the fifth. No runs home yet for the Birds here in the frame, but threatening with two down. Florentino at third and Ben Cosme at first. Pitch outside corner for a strike. It's 3-1 now on Silas. Colin Burns is on deck. Birds looking to make something happen. Bowling Green got two back in the top of the fifth after the Birds tied it in the home fourth. Zuraga set 3-1 to Silas. Takes a breaking ball for a strike. It's full. Two pitches called strikes on the outer half. Silas and the Ironbirds feeling like that he should be on base right now. 3-2, two-out pitch coming up, and Cosme will be off on the pitch from first as the Birds look to erase this two-run deficit. Zuraga to the plate, outside ball four, so the bases are loaded with two down for Colin Burns. Arduin has reached safely in all three of his plate appearances tonight. So Florentino stays at third, Ben Cosme to second, and Arduin to first. Burns is 1-for-2 with a single, and before he can hit, got a meeting on the mound with pitching coach R.C. Lichtenstein and the battery mates. Birds down 3-1, but the tying runs at second and the go-ahead runs at first. Well, you know, this isn't a team that you follow, you know, it's a minor league team, the Orioles, Val, and you're used to covering, you know, the Orioles growing up in Baltimore. But any baseball game, it's close game in the middle innings is an exciting one to be a part of.
No doubt. And even though I cover the Orioles and the Ravens primarily, in my pregame show, you know, once a week I try to fit in a segment about what's going on down on the farm. So some of these names are familiar to me, Freddie Bencosme specifically. What I've been able to see from him through the MLB player development and what they send out to all different types of media broadcasters, it's been top notch. So, I mean, the players that have come through here, Connor Norby, Kobe Mayo, I mean, I've kept up with when Jackson Holiday was here specifically. I mean, you want to cover those guys because they are going to be up in the Orioles organization in Camden Yards up in Baltimore really soon. So I want to keep all eyes and ears on what's going on, just like they are every single day.
Bases loaded. Colin Burns takes a strike, counts 1-1 with two down here in the fifth. Big scoring opportunity for the Birds. Well, I'm glad that you brought up how you know keep tabs on what's going on down on the farm, not just what's going on with the big league team, because so many of the guys that you're going to be covering over the next few years are here now, and they're moving their way up. And you know, I had a chance to come on your Orioles Insider show a couple months back, which was really cool to be on the other side of an interview for once. I'm used to doing the interview, so yep. It was cool to be interviewed about the Ironbirds and Jackson Holiday and everything going on down here. So that was pretty cool, and it's awesome that you guys do that. Florentino is halfway down the third base line, but it won't matter because Colin Burns strikes out swinging to end the inning. Well, the Birds leave them loaded here in the fifth, and through five full, it is a 3-1 Bowling Green lead. No runs on two hits, no errors, and the bases left juiced. We'll head to the top of the sixth. Birds down two. Keep it locked on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMB Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Michael Mark Cantonini back here with you on the broadcast in Aberdeen. 3-1 our score as we open up play in the top of inning number six. Birds left them loaded in the bottom of the fifth. A couple of hits and a walk in that inning, but nothing since. And now we've got a new pitcher into the game. Cooper Chandler is done after five innings, and the Birds turn to right-hander Hayden Nierman, who is making his first appearance after a pretty lengthy stint on the IL, so good to see Hayden back out there. Good to see him in game action after the rehab process. First pitch to Carson Williams, missed, but the second one catches the zone, and the count is 1-1. So Cooper Chandler done after five strong innings, gave up just three runs, only two earned. Another one over for a strike, and it's 1-2. Final line on Chandler, three runs, two earned on six hits and five innings. Breaking ball a little off the plate from Nierman, 2-2. Five strikeouts and no walks for Coop. Gave up one home run, a solo shot, that was it. Threw 63 pitches, 45 strikes. A solid outing for him tonight in his 10th start of the season. Nierman misses low, and the count is full on the right-handed batter, Carson Williams. Nierman readies the payoff, high and away, ball four. Get you some numbers on Hayden Nierman here as he walks the leadoff man. 6 feet 2 inches tall, 23 years old, pitched his college ball at UNLV. He's from Scottsdale, Arizona. Overall on the season with Aberdeen, he's made 9 appearances out of the pen, 1.35 ERA, just one earned run in 6 2/3. 7 strikeouts, 2 walks now, opponents hitting just 130 against him. Here's Willie Vasquez, the third baseman. He takes a ball. Looked like Nierman got squeezed a little bit. in the AB against Williams. Birds down 3-1, top six. So both teams into their bullpen now. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Good one from Nierman, who has a little bit of an unconventional delivery. Wouldn't call him a submariner, but definitely a sidewinder. 0-2 pitch coming up to Vasquez. Move over to first. Runner leaning, but he's back safely. Michael Mark Cantonini back with you in the booth. I've got Valerie Preactor from WBAL and 98 Rock in Baltimore with me on the air. Having some fun talking about a lot of different things. The Orioles, the Ironbirds. Talking about the broadcast industry. 0-2, swing and a miss. Nice one from Nierman there as he picks up a strikeout. So Val, talking a lot about the Orioles in the last inning and, you know, the exciting times in Birdland, but you get to cover the Baltimore Ravens as well, and football is just such it's a different animal. You know, you're talking about every week that stadium is packed, and Ravens, one of the best fan bases in the NFL. They've been consistently one of the best organizations in the NFL in terms of winning and player development and just consistency over the last couple decades. So after this pitch from Nierman, 2-0 outside, 3-0, or that's the 1-0, how cool is it to cover that team, another team you grew up watching and rooting for?
Yes, it's been so awesome to watch the Baltimore Ravens really come into their own, especially covering them in the Lamar Jackson era. It's been so different when I grew up watching Joe Flacco and the run that they had in 2012 and 2013, becoming Super Bowl champions then. So getting back to that type of caliber team in Baltimore, I think, has been really exciting to see. And you have Lamar Jackson, who's one of the most electric players to watch right now in the football league. So it's been interesting because I've been watching the new Netflix show, The Quarterback, which is showing you the behind the scenes of what these players really do with, you know, their health, their mental ability, and what they go through to their bodies. I mean, I don't think people realize how physical football really is, and that's why a lot of people like it, because it's violent, and you kind of get to see a massacre on the field week in and week out. But these guys are so talented. And so getting to talk to some of the players in the locker rooms, like Mark Andrews and Patrick Queen, and the rookies that the Ravens brought in, Kyle Hamilton and Isaiah Likely, getting to hear their backgrounds and how they got into football. That's the best part of my job, is doing interviews like this, because you get to find out so much more about a player and them as a human being, which I love.
Ground ball to short to second for one. Over to first, another inning-ending double play. After a leadoff walk, Nierman picks up a strikeout, and the Birds go 6-4-3 for the second time. So the Hot Rods go quickly in the top of the six, but they still have a two-run lead. It's 3-1 Bowling Green over Aberdeen. Going to the home half of the sixth when we come back on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl, or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds, or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Hayden Nierman, a scoreless sixth in relief. First appearance in a while for Nierman, fresh off the injured list. And now the Birds will look to grab the two runs back that Bowling Green got in the top of the fifth. Maxwell Costas, Isaac Bologna, and Elio Prado, 6-7-8 due up. Bowling Green 3, Aberdeen 1. Costas 0-for-2 with a couple strikeouts tonight. trying to start things up for the Birds, who left the bases loaded in the fifth. Birds have a four-game winning streak on the line, looking to get it to a season-high tying five games. Costas went around on the first pitch of the inning. Counts quickly 0-1. Back in the broadcast booth, I've got Valerie Preactor with me, having some fun on the airwaves tonight as Alfredo Zuraga delivers one as Costas rips it to left, but it's right at Drew Baker, and that is out number one in the sixth. Well, Val, we were talking about getting a chance to cover the Ravens in the last half inning, and I mean, it's got to be cool not only getting to cover one of the big professional sports leagues, but two. And I mean, the NFL is just a different animal. And you talk about Lamar Jackson being one of the most electric players in the league and getting to cover him on a weekly basis. And you were talking about getting to interview guys and getting to know players on a, you know, on a personal level. You know, these guys have families. They, you know, they're people too. They're humans. They're not just athletes. Do you have a favorite interview that you've done in your time covering both squads?
It's so hard to pick because I talk to so many guys, you know, week in and week out. But I know when an interview is good because they'll talk with you instead of just answering the right question and having the right answer.
This one's skied to left, but once again at Baker. Now he doesn't see it. It lands on the warning track. It hops off the top of the wall. Baloney around second. He's headed for third. The throw is high, but he is tagged out. And the Birds get another man thrown out on the bases. Well, I don't think Baloney knew exactly where that ball was. So he's credited with a double, but thrown out trying to pick up third. So 7-5 on the putout. It was almost a huge break for the Birds, and it turned out into a huge break for the Hot Rods. Two gone and no one on now. That brings up Elio Prado, the center fielder. That's a great point, Val, about interviewing players as Prado takes low and away. You know what? We know exactly when it's a good interview. And, you know, I've had the pleasure of interviewing a lot of guys here in Aberdeen, and they're all good interviews, which is great. And you don't get that all the time. But do you have a set, maybe few players that are all that you know you're going to get a good interview out of?
Yes, definitely. I mean, you could tell when they have the personality, they want to talk for a while. But if you have the right questions, I mean, I think you can get a lot out of a certain guy. Ryan Mountcastle is always a good interview. I mean, he's just been with this organization for so long that he just has a lot of fun with it.
Prado drives one to deep right center. Schnell goes back. He won't get there. It hops off the top of the wall. Prado into second, and he stops there. It's a two-out double for Elio Prado, and he has his first Iron Birds hit. Well, it took him a little while to get there, but Prado, in his first homestand in Aberdeen, has a knock. So he's now 1-for-3, back-to-back doubles for the Birds, but no runs in as Baloney was thrown out trying to stretch a single into or a double into a triple. So the tying run comes to plate in the form of Randy Florentino. So with Aberdeen, this is now Prado's sixth game. So it took him till six games in to get his first hit, but it is a big one here in the middle innings. Birds down 3-1, two outs and a man on second, bottom of the sixth. Florentino swings and rips one down the right field line, hooking, and it's a foul ball. Inches from bringing home a run to cut the deficit in half, but it's foul. So Val, you said Ryan Mountcastle's a great interview. You always know you're going to get something out of him. Anybody else on that O squad that like is a go-to guy?
It's tough because there's so many guys in there, and I'm challenging myself to talk to everybody at least once because there's at least 40 or 50 guys in there on a given day. Danny Coulomb, who's in the back end of the bullpen for the Orioles, who's been a new addition this season, has been so great. He's really kind. He always talks about his family. He was featured at the beginning of the season. He's got one of his sons has autism, and so that was really cool for him to share his story about how his family has really worked through that, and he just has such a new appreciation for being a father, which I think is so cool. For the Ravens, though, I will say my favorite story that I've gotten out of a player was Kevon Seymour, who is a special teams cornerback. And he's been around the league a little bit, but he has such a great backstory where he was in, I think it was Carolina, and he was released from the team, and he was working at a tire store. And he was going to Planet Fitness, training on his own while he was getting his college degree because he knew that that was important in his future. And so you just realize the daily grind of these guys and where they've come from. And I think to me that's really special for them to share their story with me.
That's something that I can relate to, hearing guys' stories in minor league baseball. Well, that's it for the bottom of the sixth. Florentino strikes out swinging. Birds get two doubles in the inning but do not score. And after six full, the Ironbirds trail the Hot Rods 3-1. We'll head to the top of the seventh. Val's going to be on with me for one more inning, so stay tuned on the Ironbirds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the seventh inning here in Aberdeen. Birds picked up a couple doubles in the bottom of the sixth but did not score. Isaac Bologna thrown out trying to stretch a double into a triple, and then Elio Prado picked up his first high A hit, a double to the right center gap, but no runs home. And after six full, it is Bowling Green 3, Aberdeen 1. Graham Fyroved takes over for Hayden Neerman, who worked a scoreless sixth. So Fyroved, the third pitcher of the night for the Birds. His first pitch misses to Kenny Piper, and the count is 1-0. So Fyroved to try to throw up a zero and keep this a two-run game. Neerman did a good job after a leadoff walk, got a strikeout, and then a double play ball. Birds scored their only run in the bottom of the fourth, scored on a wild pitch. Arduin came home from third with two down. Bowling Green got a run in the second, a solo shot from Nick Schnell, and then two in the fifth. An RBI triple from Shane Sasaki, and he scored on the play after an error in right. So 3-1, top seven, count is 3-0 on Kenny Piper. Fyroved looking to shut it down. Comes back with a fastball. That's over for a strike. And the count goes to 3-1. Michael Marcantonini and Valerie Preact in the booth. Nice night for a ball game in Aberdeen. Great crowd on hand. Everybody hoping that the Birds can erase this deficit. But there is a leadoff walk to Kenny Piper, so he reaches for the first time in the game. So, Val, this is your second Ironbirds game, first this season, but first time jumping on the broadcast with me. So how's that experience been for you?
It's been awesome. Like you said before, it's always fun to be on the other end of an interview because you get to answer the questions instead of ask them. So that's always fun.
Pitch over for a strike, catches the bottom of the zone. So it's 0-1 on Schnell, who is 2-for-2. He scored two of the three runs. Had that big homer back in the second to open the scoring. Yeah, I mean, you're doing interviews and, you know, doing your own show and talking on air on a daily basis, and it's got to be pretty fun to just kind of hang out, answer some questions, catch a ball game.
I will say, it's definitely something that you have to love because I just talk for a living. So you have to love talking because I do it a lot. So, no, I do. I love to talk. I love to be the host and kind of pick the topics that we go into and the interviews that I'm able to do and just the stories that I get to hear. I mean, that's why I love sports overall, because of those human interest stories. I mean, there's so many different ways to look at sports, and I've done speaking appearances about it too, where...
Throw to second. Arduin put it on the money on a wild pitch, but Kenny Piper just got his hand in there.
Where you can look at sports in so many different ways. Obviously, the stats part of it, but that's kind of hard to express over radio, I've learned, because you can't throw too many numbers at a person's face.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it doesn't really matter. If that's the only thing that you're focused on, that's fine. Sport stats is one side of sports. But then you have the human interest stories and the players' backgrounds that I really love to go into. But you can also look at other sides of the history of a team or of a sport and that side of it, but also the fun aspects of sports where you see, you talked about it before, the fashion of these guys, and they've made it such a big deal now, you know, walking into the stadium for football and for baseball. What are these guys wearing? What beats are they wearing today? What are they the ambassadors of for brand-wise? I mean, that's become another part of sports. So there's definitely a lot of different ways to be a sports fan now, more, I think, than there were in the past.
Fireved picks up a strikeout after Piper walked. He got the second on a wild pitch. Snell chased a fastball out of the zone, so Graham has the first out of the seventh. Bird's down 3-1 with Piper at second for Cameron James, who's 0-2 with a couple of punch-outs. 21st game of the season for Fireved. Gets a swing and a miss there. 34 strikeouts and entering tonight's game now up to 35 with 14 total walks. 23 2/3 innings of work now after the strikeout. Graham has been trusted in late innings this season. Roberto Mercado mixes and matches in his bullpen. They don't have necessarily set roles. Guys just go out there, they get their work in, and they pitch in all different situations. Fireved last pitched on Sunday. 2 innings of one-run ball. Struck out 3, walked just 1. So he is well-rested. Count is 0-2 on James. Graham set, glove below the belt. 0-2, high and away. Well, those are some great points that you make, Val, about, you know, you're not just always throwing stats out. You're talking about these athletes on a personal level, telling stories about them. And I think that's the biggest thing that I try to do here on the broadcasts in Aberdeen. You know, I try to do as many interviews as I can, get around to as many different guys as I can to tell their stories. You know, I want their stories to be told. And, you know, it's my job to do that. 1-2 pitch, fouled back. And, you know, I can sit up here in the booth with this headset on and just go through stats all night. But, you know, anybody can look those stats up. And, you know, there's times where I mix them in and I need to for context, but what I love doing is talking about these guys' stories. You know, throwing things out there like how Maxwell Costas keeps a journal of every at-bat, how Isaac Bologna has got the best drip in the clubhouse, how Dylan Beavers and Max Wagner are roommates, and, you know, that relationship off the field, things like that. You know, I love throwing that stuff out there.
It makes it more relatable to the fans, to the viewers, to the listeners, because it just gives you a sneak peek into the behind the scenes of these players. And that's what I love so much about sports, is because you don't always get to see the behind the scenes of these guys as a regular everyday fan. So in the Orioles clubhouse, whenever we get a chance to talk to the O's veterans like Austin Hayes and Cedric Mullins, they were, you know, in the minors, and they were roommates. I didn't know that. So that's something that I can share then with my viewership and my listeners, because, I mean, that was so long ago, and they're doing so well now that it just shows you what they've all been through and how the league has changed across the years, too. And we talked about it before with all the new rule changes in the big leagues. I think putting into perspective how hard these guys work, and that this is their life. I mean, they play this game. Yes, it's just a game, but this is their everyday job. And I think just coming to grips with that and being able to express it in a really good and relatable way, it's easier, and it makes it more entertaining, too.
Pitch misses high to James. It's a full count walk. So 2 walks in the inning for Fireved. It puts runners at first and second. Birds trail 3-1, top 7, looking to get out of it with no more runs home. And I love talking to these guys and finding out things that you wouldn't know just Googling them or looking in on their baseball reference page or their MILB page. Pitching coach Austin Miney out for a chat with Fireved in the entire infield. And that gives us some more time to chat. And, you know, it's like I'm talking to Freddie Benkosme earlier today and asking him about what it's like coming to the United States from the Dominican Republic as a teenager to chase his dream. You know, communicating with his family back home, saying how he missed some, and it's tough sometimes, but, you know, talking to him on WhatsApp and trying to communicate and, you know, just hearing from these guys. I mean, Kyle Verbitsky I've talked to a few times this year, one of the local guys. He's from Philly, about an hour away, and he gets a chance to play in front of his family and friends all the time here. You know, Dan Hammer and Dylan Hyde, both from Philly, their families can come and see them play. It's just really cool to find these things out, and I think that adds to any type of media, whether it's a play-by-play broadcast or a radio show or a TV show or even an article. I mean, these are the things that people want to see. So I try to, you mentioned perspective, I try to keep it all into perspective of who's listening, why they're listening. And I mean, these guys, I mean, this is their job. I mean, they're playing baseball, like you said, but, you know, it's a grind trying to make it to the show. Not many guys get to do it.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I think for the players, I mean, all these athletes, they just try so hard, and having those fun moments that are off mic sometimes are even better than when you put a mic in front of them sometimes. So I've gotten the chance to talk with Ramon Arias for the Orioles, who's just been fantastic defensively as of late. But he played a series against his brother, who's on, I think, is it the Twins maybe?
The Brewers.
Or yeah. The Brewers, yeah. So that was really cool to be able to talk to him about that, because that doesn't happen very often for Ramon Arias to play against his brother. And his parents weren't in town for that, but he was able to also see his brother play in what was over the summer when he was playing for their hometown. It's the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, in spring.
Yes. So Ramon didn't play in that, but his brother did. And how exciting to watch your brother play baseball when you can't, and now you're playing against him. So it's
in
that brother.
Big leagues,
yeah.
Like at the highest level.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so special for them to look back on their whole life playing together, and now they get to do it at the highest level. That's it. That was the point I was trying to make.
1-1 pitch coming up, fouled back, and the count is 1-2 on Robertson. Runners at first and second, both runners walked. Piper at second, James at first. Birds down by two. Birds will pinch for two up the middle. They've already rolled two double plays tonight. See if they can add a third. This would be a big time for one. Fireved looks at second. A second look now to the plate. Popped up on the infield. This will be a big out number two if the Birds can secure it. And it's the shortstop, Ben Cosme, who calls everybody off in shallow center. And there are two outs in the seventh. Well, I'm glad you brought up Ramon Arias, because he was here on rehab a couple months ago. And, you know, I talked about how, you know, him and his brother both playing in the big leagues. I mean, how cool is that? You get to play Major League Baseball. I mean, not with him, but against him.
Which is even better sometimes.
Yeah. No, it's pretty cool. And, yeah, I mean, you just find things out on a daily basis. You know, I'm just hanging around the cage talking to these guys about random stuff. And it's just a conversation. I'm not asking them interview questions. But I find out things that I can then use and talk about on the broadcast, which is so cool. And I'm sure it's the same for you when you're talking to these guys around the clubhouse or the locker room in football. And, you know, you can go on air the next day and, you know, fill some time with these nuggets.
And there's a lot of inside jokes that go on, especially within a baseball season that is so incredibly long. You're talking 6 months of playing time with all these guys. And so I'm able to talk to not only just the players, but the coaches and people in the front office too, which gives me another viewpoint into this clubhouse. And so something that's been going on this season for the Orioles is that all of their celebrations for home runs and extra base hits, they're doing waterworks out in when they get an extra base hit, they do the sprinkler, and all the starting pitchers are, you know, spitting water out of their mouth. So it's been so fun. The atmosphere is incredible, and we have a splash zone bird bath in Camden Yards now. And to hear that the players came up with that idea, put it into play, brought out the home run hose, and they implemented everything, and the PR and communications department for the Orioles said, okay, let's do it. I don't think you see that oftentimes in other organizations, where they're all working on cylinders within the organization, whether it's the front office, the PR department, and the players. They're all on the same page, and they accept that willingly. And it's a business situation, too. You're talking about bringing in fans that want to sit in these particular seats. So it was interesting for me to talk to the community director, Jennifer Grondahl, and she was fantastic in saying that, you know, we take very seriously what our players say, and we appreciate their ideas, and we want to put them to work. So
I love that. I think it's so cool when everybody's on the same page. And I talk about it all the time, where what's happening at the big league club, down the minor league level, everybody's on the same page, coaching staff, players, and it's cool to, you know, hear that perspective from you. 3-2, two-out pitch coming up from Fireved to the leadoff man, Shane Sasaki. Runners go, pitch fouled back, and the count remains full. I love the Orioles celebrations. It keeps it fun. It keeps it light. And I think that has contributed to the winning in Baltimore this year. And then here in Aberdeen, it's a transportation theme for all the celebrations. So they sweep their foot like a scooter when they on a single. A double, they rev it up like you're revving a motorcycle. A triple is plane wings, and then they get a conductor's hat if it's a home run. Fly ball right center should get the Birds out of it. Prado over in the gap makes the catch, and the inning is over. Graham Fyroved walks two in the inning. He runs his pitch count up to 29, but he logs a scoreless seventh and keeps the Hot Rods at bay. Hot Rods still lead it by two after six and a half. Time to stretch here in Aberdeen. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh, see if the Birds can get some runs on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now. Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com. Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics is here to help you, Ironbirds fans. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Baltimore area, Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing, and we love to see Ironbirds fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit agortho.com today and book your free consult. That's agortho.com for Amanda Gallagher Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Bottom of inning number 7 here in Aberdeen. Michael Mark Cantonini and Valerie Preactor with you on the call. Birds trail the Hot Rods 3-1 as they look for some offense here in the home half of the seventh inning. New pitcher for the Rods, Alfredo Zuraga, is done. Ryan Higgins, the leadoff man, starts off the home seventh for the Birds. It's Higgins, Ben Cosme, and then Willems due up. Hayden Nierman, a scoreless sixth. Graham Fyroved, a scoreless seventh in relief of Cooper Chandler. And now the Birds will look to get it going. Zuraga, 2 1/3 scoreless. And now Enode Cortereal is the new pitcher, right-hander, 6'3", 200. I mentioned it the other night. He's listed as 6'3", 200, but he is definitely a lot taller and a lot bigger than that. From Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, Higgins rips one foul, and it knocks Elio Prado off the top step of the Bird's dugout. Count is 2-2. So Enode Cortereal, the new arm, second appearance of the series for him. He spent the entire year with Bowling Green, 5.58 ERA in 20 games. Out of the windup, 2-2, Higgins fights another one back. Had a chance to talk to Higgins before the game today, and it was really cool hearing him talk about, you know, how he delivered the walk-off double last night, mindset, approach, you know, coming off the bench and delivering late in the game. 2-2. Called strike three in the inner half. That's a tough call right there. Higgins not happy, and I don't blame him. One out and no one on. Well, Val, before the break, we were talking about the different celebrations in Baltimore and what the birds do here, the transportation theme. Of course, Ironbirds, the plane. Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of excitement going on between what's going on in Baltimore. You getting a chance to cover the Orioles, you know, getting a chance to see the birds here tonight. First Ironbirds game of the season. You picked a great night to come with the giveaway. As
yes.
The Ironbirds, you know, Mount Rushmore pieces that they're giving out. Gunnar Henderson, the first one tonight.
Yeah, no, that's super exciting to see the Mount Rushmore of Oriole birds.
Mount Birdland, I should say. It's Mount Birdland.
They are up and coming.
Number one tonight, Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Kyle Stowers, and Grayson Rodriguez, the next three pieces to the set. So it's, one game, one giveaway. Can't beat it.
The Orioles are going to have to take some notes, too, on the celebrations because theirs are so fun in the big leagues. I mean, now you see it. They're more accustomed to having home run celebrations. It started all last year with the home run chain, and then you saw some other teams around the league embrace that with the Angels. They had last year it was a cowboy hat. This year they have a sort of samurai hat for Shohei Ohtani. But so it's been exciting, and I think that's also brought a new aspect to baseball that I think people love.
Ben Cosme lines one to left for a base hit. Another multi-hit game for Ben Cosme. So he's aboard with one out here in the seventh.
That also brings a monetary value to it because you can sell, you know, the home run chains. And I don't think they're selling the home run hose this year, but, I mean, they're going to think of something next year, too. Yeah. It's been an anniversary at this point, so an annual thing.
Creed Willems due up. He's the tying run. Birds down 3-1, home half of the seventh. Game five of this six-game set. Birds have taken the first four, but down here late in game five. All the way to the backstop off the glove of Piper. Ben Cosme around second, but he stops there. A wild pitch puts a man in scoring position. Birds have had traffic on the bases a lot tonight, but only one run to show for it. Nine hits in the game for the Birds. So they'll look to plate a run or more here in the seventh, at least try to cut into the deficit here in the late innings. Resilient club. Birds do a lot of late inning scoring. They'll need to do some more of that tonight. Cordero Real looks at second. Now to the plate. Willems takes outside. It's 2-0. So, Val, in the year plus that you've been working in radio in Baltimore and a little over a year now in your current role, it's probably a tough question to answer, but do you have a favorite memory or like maybe a favorite game you've covered or just a favorite show that you and the crew have done?
Yes. Well, I do the Ravens postgame show during the season, which that runs pretty late. So I know earlier we talked about how I work in the mornings, but this one runs usually after a game late, like about 4 hours post-game. So that keeps me up pretty late. But it's always exciting because the Ravens, you never know what's going to happen with them. So I think it was the game they played, I think it was a Thursday night against Tampa. And you never know when Lamar Jackson is going to pull out some crazy, magical run or just an entire game, but that was really special to beat Tom Brady.
Okay.
And so for me, that one, I just remember that one off the top of my head of that was really, it was just special to watch the Ravens because they had such a back and forth season. And then of course, Lamar Jackson being healthy is hard for him, but hopefully this season is different. But that was definitely a very pivotal moment for the Ravens to beat Tom Brady in his last season. You have that. You got that number.
That's a good one. I mean, I ask questions like that all the time to players, coaches. You know, what's your favorite memory? What was the best game of your career? What was your favorite this? And, you know, they're like, oh, that's tough. I can't think of one. And, you know, you had one right off the top of your head. I love that. Now, that's really cool. I mean, you know, just to see the team you cover take Tom Brady down, you know,
Everybody can't say that. Right, not everyone can say that.
Exactly. Birds down 3-1, two outs with Ben Cosme at third in the bottom of the seventh. Well, Val, I know you're going to hop off air at the end of this half inning, so it's been a pleasure having you on. I love watching what you're doing, you know, following the successful run you're on right now so early in your career and as young as you are. And just know you always have a friend and a fan in me.
Well, I'm always rooting for you and rooting for the Iron Birds as long as I'm in Baltimore, for sure.
It's always go Birds. And being a Philly guy rooting for the Eagles my whole life, and, you know, coming down here and calling Iron Birds games, always go Birds. So it's a smooth transition.
It's easy. It is.
Yeah. Silas Ardouin at the dish with the count 0-2. He's reached safely in all three of his plate appearances tonight, two singles and a walk. He's the tying run right now as the Birds look for some late inning magic. Quarter Real on the mound with all four infielders deep. Short lead for Ben Cosme. Now he inches closer. 0-2. Called strike three. And the inning is over. Silas knew it. And the Birds go down quietly. No runs on one hit, no errors. One man left on. And it is still a 3-1 game after seven. Well, Val, thanks so much for joining. We've got Valerie Preactor from WBAL and 98 Rock in Baltimore. Five innings on the air. I really appreciate you taking me through the middle innings into the late innings tonight.
Happy to do it anytime. Such a pleasure.
I have to have you back out for another game at some point this season. You got to come back and collect the other pieces of Mount
Birdland. I know. I do. Or else it's just going to be sitting there alone.
Yeah. No, you got to come back for the other three. So keep the dates in mind.
Will do.
But Valerie Preactor from WBAL and 98 Rock in Baltimore joining me on the air. Always great to have people in the Baltimore media joining me, and it's even better when they're close friends of mine. So that'll do it for inning number seven. We'll head to the top of the eighth after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Iron Birds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Right-hander Yaki Rivera out of the Birds bullpen here in the top of the eighth. It's Bowling Green 3, Aberdeen 1. Tough night for the Birds offensively. Nine hits, but they've stranded a lot of runners. Now Rivera looking to keep it a two-run game. Fourth pitcher of the night for the Birds, Cooper Chandler gave up three runs, just two earned in five. Hayden Nierman, a scoreless sixth. Fyroved, a scoreless seventh. And now Rivera here in the eighth. 1-1 inside, and the count goes to 2-1. Birds and Hot Rods in game five of a six-game series with the Sunday series finale tomorrow night, or tomorrow afternoon, 2:05 first pitch. For game nine of a nine-game homestand, Rivera gets a pitch over for a strike. It is 2-2. Rivera throws three pitches, fastball, slider, change. As he looks to shut down the Rods. 2-2, swing and a miss. Good one there on the outer half. Looked like a changeup from Yaki. And he has the first out of inning number eight. Well, I just had Valerie Preactor from WBAL and 98 Rock in Baltimore on for the last five innings, and it was good to talk to her, good friend of mine, and had a lot of good things to say, covered a lot of fun topics. Pitch from Rivera misses, but it's back to just me. I'm flying solo the rest of the way as the Birds look for a come-from-behind win. Count 1-0 on Carson Williams, the shortstop. Pitch misses low. So 2-0. Well, Yaki Rivera, who just had a birthday a few days ago, turned 20 years old, so no longer a teenager. This is a very young Ironbirds team this year. And I think it speaks to the development from the Orioles organization that you get so many guys up here at such a young age, already in high A, and, you know, it doesn't faze them. I mean, they lock in early, and they perform at this level. 3-1 pitch, outside, ball four. So a strikeout and a walk to start the inning. That brings up Willie Vasquez. Second walk for Williams today after a couple strikeouts. Rivera turned 20 on the 19th. That was Wednesday night. Or Wednesday, I should say. Turned 20 on Wednesday. 6'2", 150-pound right-hander. Not a big build, but throws hard and has some nasty breaking stuff. So I dug into some numbers for Rivera the other day as he moves over to first, runner back safely. And it's impressive to see what this kid has done so far this season. He comes set on the mound. Count is 1-1. Another move over to first. That one was really close, but runner back. So Rivera last pitched on the 15th. Two scoreless innings with three strikeouts to pick up his first high A save. Ripped to left. Higgins is there right at him. And that is the second out of the inning. So Rivera closed out the one-run win over Wilmington this past Saturday. Stranded the tying and go-ahead runs on base in the top of the ninth. Entered the game in the eighth, the Birds leading by one, and he preserved that lead to pick up the save. It was an impressive outing for the youngster as he was able to get himself out of trouble. You know, he didn't need the Birds to go to the bullpen, have somebody come in, get him out of the mess. He cleaned it up himself, showed a lot of poise protecting a one-run lead and pitching the final two innings of that win. Trying to throw up a zero. Hot shot to third right at Costas. And the inning is over. No runs, no hits, no errors. And one man left. Rivera works around a one-out walk. And that is it for the top of inning number eight. We'll head to the bottom half and see if the Birds can cut into this 3-1 deficit. Keep it locked right here on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds and Rods in game five of a six-game set. Birds on the wrong end of this one right now. Bowling Green 3, Aberdeen 1, home half of the eighth inning. Birds down to their final six outs. Colin Burns, Maxwell Costas, and Isaac Bologna due up. The 5-6 and seven hitters in the lineup. Three runs on six hits, no errors for Bowling Green. One run on nine hits and one error for Aberdeen. Burns looking to start it up against Enode Cortereal. Pitched a scoreless seventh, worked around a one-out single. Runner got to third. That was Ben Cosme, but that was it. So here we are, home half of the eighth, as Burns chops one foul. It's 0-2. Birds have won four in a row, all against the Hot Rods. They've taken six of the first seven games of this nine-game homestand. Two out of three against Wilmington, now the first four against BG. Birds' pitching has been good again tonight, but the bats looking to wake up. 0-2 misses. 2-1 win in 10 innings last night for the Birds. Ryan Higgins, a walk-off double off the right field wall, scoring Luis Valdez, who was the placed runner to start the inning. Sixth walk-off win of the year for the Birds last night. 1-2, swing and a miss. Burns down on strikes. And Cordarreal picks up a K. That's his third in an inning and a third. Here's Maxwell Costas. Yaki Rivera worked a scoreless top of the eighth. Three Ironbirds relievers have each thrown a scoreless inning. Looks like Rivera will come back out for the ninth. Nobody up in the pen. Costas swings and misses at the first pitch from Cordarreal. It's 0-1. Next one to Maxwell. Tight slider, missed a little bit in. One, another slider. This one a better one, and it breaks back over the zone. It's 1-2. Well, in the eighth and ninth innings combined this year, the Birds have a plus 21 run differential, so that's good news. 1-2, another slider, a little bit high, 2-2. The Birds struggle over the fifth through the seventh innings, a minus 18 run differential through those three frames combined, but plus 21 in the eighth and ninth combined. Costas takes outside, and the works the count back in his favor. It's full. Now the payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Costas chased that one off the plate. Two up, two down here in the eighth. Brings up Bologna. Well, tonight was the first giveaway in the four-piece Mount Birdland set, a Mount-umental event, as we have advertised on the team website. Well, Gunnar Henderson giveaway tonight as the first piece. Adley Rutschman coming up on August 5th. Swing and a miss from Bologna. Kyle Stowers, August 19th. And then Grayson Rodriguez, the final piece of the set, coming on September 9th. So keep those dates in mind, Ironbirds fans, for the final three pieces of the set. Pitch misses high, and the count is 1-1 on Isaac Bologna. Bologna a two-hit night. A single, he doubled his last time up, but was thrown out trying to stretch it into three. 1-1, change up low. So Mount Birdland, a four-piece set. Gunnar Henderson, Adley Rutschman, Kyle Stowers, and Grayson Rodriguez, the four pieces in that order. It's a really cool and unique giveaway, as all four guys wearing their numbers on the hats. And all four have a unique little piece in front of their head busts, like kind of like you'd see the bust on Mount Rushmore. Swing and a miss there, and the count's 3-2 on Bologna. Always good to see the creative giveaways that our awesome staff here in Aberdeen, the front office, comes up with. 3-2, two-out pitch. Bologna takes high. That's ball four. And once again, the Birds will bring the tying run to the plate. Bologna on base for the third time tonight in four trips. That brings up Elio Prado. Prado smoked a double to the right center gap his last time up for his first high A hit. Settling in at a new level after a strong stint to start the year in low A. Bologna a short lead off first. Prado takes a pitch for a strike on the outer half, 0-1. Hot Rods opened the scoring in the top of the second. Birds got the tying run in the bottom of the fourth. Silas Ardoin scored on a wild pitch. Bowling Green came back with two in the fifth, and that's it so far. Pitch fouled back, 0-2. Birds trailing here in the eighth. They are just 3-26 on the year when they trail after 7, and 1-28 when they trail after 8. Trying to change that tonight. 0-2, ripped down the left field line, foul, and it ricochets off a railing on the concourse, and it bounces up. A few people going after it. Somebody got a souvenir. Count stays at 0-2. So it's not a, I mean, it's not saying that it's a guaranteed, you know, Bowling Green's going to win this game. Birds still have four outs to play with, and they're down just two. 0-2 fouled back, and Prado is showing a lot of poise in that batter's box, fighting off a handful of tough pitches. Big hole on the right side, Hot Rod's playing him to pull in the infield. Cordery out, looks over at first. 0-2 again, swing and a miss. He got him on a fastball. And the right-hander picks up three strikeouts here in the bottom of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors. One man left on. Birds go down quietly again, and we go to the top of the ninth with Bowling Green still holding a 3-1 lead here on the Birds. Top nine coming up after these quick messages on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Ironbirds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Top of the ninth in Aberdeen, Birds down 3-1. Bowling Green looking for its first win of the series. Hot Rods came up short in each of the first four games. It's been all Aberdeen so far this series, but the Bowling Green pitching staff has outdueled the Birds pitching staff by just a little bit tonight. Now Yaki Rivera delivers the first pitch of the ninth to Kenny Piper, the catcher, and the count is 0-1. Piper, Schnell, and James, 6-7-8, as Rivera looks to go two scoreless. First reliever to work into a second inning of relief tonight. This one skied to right center. Prado and Bologna out there. It's Prado who takes charge and makes the grab for out number one. So good start to the night for Yaki Rivera. One up, one down. He's through an inning and a third scoreless. Hot Rods 3, Ironbirds 1. Entering tonight's game, Rivera had posted a 1.99 ERA across two levels this year. He posted a 1.69 ERA in 18 appearances for the Shorebirds. And then three games so far before tonight with the Ironbirds. With his strikeout and a walk so far tonight, 7 of each this year, opponents hitting under 140 against him. He's got some electric stuff. He's got nasty movement on all of his pitches. Fastball, slider, change. 2-0, swing and a miss. There's the slider, and Schnell came up empty. Three runs on six hits, no errors for the Rods. One run on nine hits, one error for the Birds. Good change up there from Yaki. It's 2-2. Another swing and a miss. Rivera made his professional debut in 2021 in the Marlins organization, pitched in the Dominican Summer League, and then got up to rookie ball in the Florida Complex League. Then in 2022, three games at rookie ball, then 16 appearances with the Shorebirds. in the Orioles system. 2-2, that's high, counts full. And then this year, an excellent stint with Delmarva. Last year's go-around with the Shorebirds did not go as well for Rivera, as the 3-2's tap foul. Posted a 6.17 ERA in 16 games, but this year the 1.69 mark in 18 games. So, I mean, just comparing the numbers from last year to this year at the same level for Rivera, I mean, that speaks to the development in the organization and the strides that he's been able to make. Upset with himself as he missed on the full count offering there. So Schnell walks. That brings up James. Birds will need at least two to keep it going in the bottom of the ninth. And they will send up Florentino Higgins and Ben Cosme, 9-1-2. And those three will be the ones to hit unless we see a pinch hitter. Runner at first with one out. Good slider there from Rivera as he buckled the knees of James. Counts 0-1. Bird's bullpen has done an excellent job throwing up zeros tonight. Three scoreless out of the pen so far. Looking to make it a fourth scoreless. Well, this is an Iron Birds pitching staff overall that is just straight up getting it done. Entering tonight's game, the Birds pitching staff had posted a 1.83 ERA since the All-Star break. 1-1, swing and a miss. The next best team ERA in the South Atlantic League since the break is the Brooklyn Cyclones at 3.19. So over a run better, Birds pitching staff allowing less than two runs a game on this current homestand since the break. 1-2, ground ball to short, could be two. Ben Coase made a second for one. That's all the Birds will get. It was slow developing, but the Birds get the lead runner. Schnell cut down for out number two. And James reaches first on the fielder's choice. So here's Blake Robertson, the left-handed hitting first baseman. Two gone and a man at first here in the top of the ninth. Rods three, Birds one. So a 1.83 ERA since the break for the Birds pitching staff. In 64 innings entering tonight, which is the most innings of any team in the league. The Birds have played a couple extra inning games. That's what has gotten them to 64 innings in that span. But before tonight, 81 strikeouts and only 19 walks in those 64 innings. The 81 Ks best in the league in that span. Second best is 67, so a 14 strikeout difference there. It's almost two games worth of strikeouts for some teams. The Birds pitching, getting it done. 1-1 coming up as Rivera comes set. Move over to first. He's got a quick move to first. He snaps it over there. Robertson 0-for-3 with three flyouts tonight. Rivera has his sign. 1-1 over for a strike. 1-2. Birds looking for some walk-off magic tonight. They'll have to do it trailing by two entering the bottom of the ninth. At least. 1-2 outside. Runner takes off. Throw down is on the money, but Ben Cosme was late covering. That was sort of a delayed steal attempt from James. I think he thought it was 3-2 there, so he got a head start. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he lost track of the count, but it worked out. It's a stolen base. That had to have been it because Ben Cosme didn't cover right away, and Arduin was shocked to see him take off. 2-2-2 out pitch coming. Here it is. A little tapper that hits Robertson in the box, so it's a foul ball. He stays alive. 3-1 Bowling Green over Aberdeen, top nine. As Rivera looks to complete two scoreless. Looks at second. Ben Cosme keeping the runner close. 2-2 outside. Ball three. Well, Rivera has to bear down here and come back with one in the zone. Young right-hander comes set. Another look at second. Payoff pitch on the outside corner, a called strike three. an inning-ending punch-out for Yaki Rivera. He pats his glove a few times as he walks off the mound. Two strikeouts in two scoreless. Works around a walk and a runner in scoring position with two outs and shuts it down for the Birds. So here we go, bottom nine, Birds down two with three outs to play with. 3-1 Bowling Green, top of the ninth coming up after these messages on the Iron Birds Radio Network.
Do you love baseball? Do you ever wonder what happens at Ripken Stadium when the Iron Birds aren't around? Do you need a location to host your next party, meeting, wedding, festival, team-building activity, or other event? Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium can help you. Home to dozens of private events, including Christmas parties, charity galas, seminars, company softball games, and more, we can host your event. Call Becca at 443-327-8067. That's 443-327-8067. Or email her at bashman@ripkenstadium.com. Also check out www.ripkenevents.com. That's www.ripkenevents.com. Check it out now.
Did you know that Ironbirds tickets are even more affordable when you buy as a group? Groups of 20 or more can purchase tickets for as little as $12 in our seating bowl or opt for tickets in our all-you-can-eat hospitality areas. Call us at 410-297-9292 to learn more about bringing your church, sports team, school, civic organization, business, or family out as a group to an Ironbirds game. And don't forget about Skyboxes for a private luxury Ironbirds experience. That's 410-297-9292 to reach the Ironbirds or visit ironbirdsbaseball.com.
Are you looking for a summer job? Do you have great people skills and energy to get the job done? The Ironbirds concessions team is always hiring ambitious, friendly, and helpful people. Give us a call at 410-297-9292 to share your information and join our team. That's 410-297-9292 to apply.
Birds down to their final three outs, down two. It's Bowling Green 3, Aberdeen 1, bottom nine, in game five of this six-game series. Another new arm for Bowling Green here in the ninth. It'll be their fourth pitcher of the night. Enode Cordarreal is done. He threw scoreless baseball in relief. Neither team's bullpen has allowed a run tonight. Ben Peoples allowed just one in 3 2/3 for the Hot Rods, but Alfredo Zaraga, 2 1/3 scoreless. And then Enode Cordarreal, 2 scoreless. On the flip side for the Birds, Hayden Nierman, a scoreless inning. Graham Fyrovet, a scoreless frame. And then Yaki Rivera, 2 scoreless to get this game into the ninth with the Birds down just two. Cooper Chandler started for the Birds, gave up just two earned runs, three overall. He was good. He went five. Penn has shut it down. The bat's looking to get going as Dylan Beavers steps into the left-handed batter's box. He will pinch hit for Randy Florentino here in the ninth. Beavers looking to get on to help the Birds bring the tying run to the plate. First pitch from right-hander Tony Losey misses, and it's 1-0. Losey pitched two nights ago, worked a scoreless inning in the Birds' 5-2 victory. So working on one day of rest. 1-0 to Beavers, high and away, and it gets to the backstop. Big spot for Beavers. He's come up clutch in a lot of situations this year. 2-0, takes a strike. Well, I talked to Dylan earlier in the year after he had that walk-off two-run single on the night that the Birds played as the Chesapeake Bay Decoys back in June. I asked him about that opportunity. He said it's a spot that he's been in before this year and he hadn't really come up big for the team. 2-1, misses, it's 3-1. But, you know, the coaching staff, his teammates have had faith in him. And that was a pinch-hit walk-off two-run single that night. And he said it felt good to deliver and, you know, just going through the process of, you know, just slowing his heart rate down in those moments, just treating it like a regular at-bat. 3-1. Now, he can't walk it off here. Birds are down two. But he can get on to start things up. Count is full. Losey steps off the mound. 24-year-old right-hander, pitched his college ball at Georgia, third-round pick of the Cardinals back in 2019. He comes set. Payoff pitch coming to Dylan Beavers. Slaps one foul to the left side, ricochets off the sweet level above third base. Birds always seem to fight hard and put men on in their last licks. They don't go down quietly. 3-2 pitch again. Beavers sends another one foul into the seats down the left field line. Count remains full. Losey working hard. He's already thrown seven pitches. Here's his eighth. Beavers swings and fouls one back behind home plate. And right on cue as I grab my glove to put on, he fouls one up right around the booth. It's these left-handed hitters where I'm angled off to the third base side. You never know. All four infielders back deep. Outfielder shading him to go oppo. 3-2 pitch again. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball got him down and in. And Beavers is retired for out number one in the ninth. Fifteen strikeouts now for the Hot Rods pitching staff. Birds have nine hits tonight, but the Hot Rods are missing bats around the hits. Here's Ryan Higgins, the leadoff man. One out, no one on. Bottom of inning number nine. Birds down 3-1. Breaking ball in from Losey. It's a strike. A one pitch coming up. Hot shot through the hole between first and second into right center. Higgins is aboard with his first hit of the night, second time he's reached safely. And Frederick Ben Cosme will step to the dish representing the tying run. The Brooklyn Cyclones lost tonight at Hudson Valley. So for now, the Ironbirds and Cyclones are locked in a first place tie atop the North Division. The Birds have less losses in the second half than the Cyclones, so percentage point-wise and win percentage-wise, the Birds are now ahead of the Cyclones. But if the Birds don't get at least two runs to keep this going, they'll drop a half game back again. But for the time being, for what it's worth, this is a first-place team. The Orioles had a similar situation earlier in the week when they were tied in the standings with the Rays, but they had less losses than the Rays, so the Orioles were based on win percentage at the top of the division. 0-1 to Ben Cosme, that's outside. The Orioles have since pulled a full game ahead, taking two of the first three in Tampa with the four-game series finale tomorrow at the Trop. Big spot for Ben Cosme, who already has two hits, both singles. Higgins leads off first. 1-1, Ben Cosme drops a bunt down the third base line, and no play. An infield single for Frederick Ben Cosme. The third baseman Vasquez was back, and all he could do was field it and put it in his pocket. Tying run at first, winning run coming to the dish. Ben Cosme started the night 0-2, and he has singles in each of his last three trips to the plate, so he is 3-5. So 14 multi-hit games for Freddie this season. That is his fourth three-hit game and fifth game with at least three hits. So here's Creed Willems, who has home run pop. He could end this with one swing. Birds down 3-1, bottom nine, one out, and runners at first and second. Losey comes set. His pitch misses high to Willems. It's Willems, then Arduet on deck. See if one or both of the Birds' catchers can help flip the script and walk it off for the Birds. 1-0 pitch coming up. Here it is. Willems takes. That's low. So 2-0 now on Creed. Well, the movie Creed 3 recently released in theaters. We'll see if Willems can put out the trailer for Creed 4. 2-0 pitch, fouls it back. Up around the booth, got to put the glove back on. Two balls and a strike on Willems. B- Birds never go down quietly. Down two, but the tying runs on base and the winning runs at the plate. 2-1 pitch. Willems fouls another one back up around the broadcast booth. 2-2. Creed is 0 for 4 tonight with a pop out, two strikeouts, and a ground out. Seven homers for him in an Ironbirds uniform. He's driven in 31. See if Losey can give him a hanger. Birds walked it off last night, trying to do it again. Losey set his 19th pitch of the night. 2-2. Fly ball to center. Here comes Sasaki. Makes the grab. It was right at him. And that is a loud out number two. Hit it hard, but right at a guy. And it's up to Silas R. Duen to keep this thing going. Silas has had a nice night, and before he can hit, the battery mates for the Hot Rods will talk things over. So Losey and Piper chatting. All the Birds need is a gapper. And this game will be tied. Good crowd on hand tonight. Everybody into it here in the bottom of the ninth. Birds looking to keep the winning streak alive. First pitch from Losey to R. Duen. Inside corner for a strike, 0-1. Birds have 11 hits in this one, but just one run. It's like that sometimes. A 1. Ground ball out to second. James has it. The flip to the shortstop, Williams, covering at the second base bag. And the game is over. So R. Duen hits into a 4-6 fielder's choice. And that is how this one ends here in Aberdeen. Well, the Birds brought the winning run to the plate twice in the ninth, but a line out and a ground out end things after first and second, one out. So the Hot Rods pick up their first win of the series, and they do it 3-1. Birds never go down quietly. They make it interesting, whether it's the bottom of the ninth or bottom 10, whatever. They seem to always at least bring the tying run to the plate, if not put it on base to bring the winning run up. But the Birds fall tonight. So with the loss, the Birds drop to a half game back of the Brooklyn Cyclones. Well, they were a first-place team for a few minutes, but now back to second place, just a half game out, as the Birds will look to close out this series and the homestand with a W tomorrow. Four-game winning streak is snapped. The Birds can't get it to a season-high tying 5. But a pretty good effort all the way around as the Hot Rods finally get one here this week in the Dean. We'll get you some final totals in this one, but first let's take a look at how the scoring happened here in Aberdeen tonight. Well, there wasn't much scoring, another low-scoring affair between these two clubs. The Hot Rods jumped on the board in the top of the second. Nick Schnell, a two-out solo homer. The Birds came back with the tying run in the bottom of the fourth. Silas R. Duen scored on a wild pitch with two outs. That tied the game at one, but that's the last run the Ironbirds would score on the night. The Hot Rods came right back in the top of the fifth. Shane Sasaki, a go-ahead RBI triple off the right field wall, and then he scored on the play because of an error in right. Nobody scored the rest of the way. And that has been a theme lately in this series as both bullpens have really shut it down and the pitching has continued to dominate. But a 3-1 win tonight for the Hot Rods. On the pitching side for the Birds, Cooper Chandler was good, gave up just two earned runs in 5 innings. Hayden Nierman and Graham Fyrovet each tossed a scoreless inning, and Yaki Rivera pitched 2 scoreless innings. On the flip side for the Hot Rods, 4 pitchers combined to hold the Birds to just 1 run. And with that, let's get you the final totals in this one. So with the win, the Hot Rods improved to 44-40 overall. They are now 14-10 in the second half. The loss drops the Birds to 47-39 overall. They are now 15-7 in the second half. 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors for Bowling Green, 1 run on 11 hits and 1 error for Aberdeen. The win goes to Alfredo Zaraga. He's 2-0. The loss to Cooper Chandler. He drops to 5-5. Tony Losi picks up his first save. Game was played in 2 hours and 41 minutes in front of 2,574 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Tough loss for the Birds tonight. They'll look to get back in the win column tomorrow afternoon in the series and homestand finale against Bowling Green. First pitch scheduled for 2:05 Eastern tomorrow, so a quick turnaround. And I will be on air for the air show, which will be streamed live on Facebook Live and MILB TV. You can catch that at 1:40. So if you're coming to the game, stop by, say hi. Catch me, Ray, and Stash on the pregame show in the bright sunshine in the afternoon tomorrow. Or if you're tuning in from home, well, that always works too. First pitch at 2:05 tomorrow, air show at 1:40. Birds will look to get back in the win column. Hot Rods win it tonight, 3-1. Thanks to everyone who tuned in tonight. Another really fun broadcast. Shout out to Valerie Preactor from WBAL and 98 Rock for joining me on the broadcast for 5 innings. Always good to have friends on the broadcast, especially friends who can relate to the grind of the broadcasting lifestyle. So that was really fun to talk to her for 5 innings. And as always, had fun bringing you all the action on the airwaves. We'll look to have some more fun tomorrow to wrap up this 9-game, 10-day homestand. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for flying with me. Birds lose at 3-1, but we'll look to get back in the win column tomorrow. Talk to you then.